Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette, this is Acadiana Sports Station. 1037 The Game and 1037thegame.com. KLWB, Karen Crow Lafayette, just after 6 o'clock. And Sports Chat with Dave Schultz starts now.
I'm going to put it right on the line. Been a lot of complaints already.
Connect on Facebook or follow on Twitter at 1037 The Game.
It's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils.
Listen live with the 1037 The Game mobile app.
A naked man has few secrets. A flayed man, none.
Or online at 1037thegame.com.
All right, place your bets. Place your bets. Here we are.
And now, Dave Schultz.
Super Team.
It's on right now.
Love stinks.
Love stinks. Yeah, yeah.
Love stinks.
Love stinks.
Happy Valentine's Day! The bitter single guy. We'll get everybody in the mood here throughout the day. But one song for the day. All right, we'll get everybody else in the mood. Also, we got a perfect Shut Up Dave poll question to begin with. It hit me thinking about today, Cody. You're on the hook for Valentine's Day and an anniversary within 2 days. You are officially screwed.
I don't want to hope I don't ruin the poll question, but I was legitimately kind of allowed off for this Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's one.
Well, right, right.
You got about 70 more to go.
Right, no, you're not wrong about that. That's absolutely for sure. But at least this one, I get a little bit of a break.
Right. So. Well, I mean, you're not married yet. You don't have an anniversary yet.
No, I just mean, because I asked her, does she want to do anything for Valentine's Day? Does she want this and that?
Right.
And she looked at me and she goes, you're marrying me. Right. I was like, okay, right. Good. So I at least get one Valentine's Day.
Right. I mean, you got to do something. Let's not be naive and not go get the flowers or something like that.
Well, yeah, and then we're probably going to go have a meal tonight as well.
Okay. All right.
So we're going
to
go, but
you don't
nothing.
Have to go all out.
Right, exactly. I'm probably
you already got the ring.
Right, exactly.
Right, all right.
So, but we will, like you said, I'm not stupid. We're going to go. We're going to go.
Yeah, let's not screw up the wedding night right. by forgetting Valentine's Day.
Right, exactly.
But what do you, that's like having, you know, your birthday on December 23rd.
I mean, Valentine's Day is always the 14th. My anniversary will always be the 16th.
Correct.
So we'll just do something cool on the 15th.
Well, you can't forget, right?
No,
you'll never
no
forget your anniversary,
yeah.
right? You'll never forget that.
Really shouldn't. Really
so hashtag,
shouldn't.
There's always a bright side. But
it's
you would appear to be screwed in terms of being able to separate the two gifts.
Yeah, most likely.
All right, our first Shut Up Dave poll question. Does Cody have to get, after this year, on a regular basis, does Cody have to get gifts for Valentine's Day and his anniversary, or can he combine them? Shut up, Dave.
Annually will this happen.
Right, 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 right. Of course, she just chirped in.
She definitely did. My bad. I haven't put my phone on silent
yet. Is it already shut up, Dave?
It isn't yet. She did like your idea, though, I ran by her,
right.
that you said to me yesterday about opening up the comment box, so to speak, the opinion.
Right. Oh, right.
The
opinion all right, you want to do that? All right.
That was the one thing she said. I don't vote shut up, Dave, to that.
All right.
Said.
So we got, okay, we got, I mean, where are we? All right, we're
over a little over 48 hours.
60 hours away, right?
Ish,
60 hours away. All right. About 60. Well, I don't know how long this ceremony is. It's not in a church.
The ceremony itself shouldn't be but like 20-ish minutes, I think.
Right, right. So we're around 6 hours and 15 minutes to go before he's officially married. If anybody has any suggestions, they're welcome to call 706-0111. 706-0111. The only suggestion we will not accept is run. All right. We've already tried that, and it's a bad idea.
It doesn't work.
That's not going to happen.
Unless it's a movie, I'm not going to.
I gave him my suggestion, make sure you eat at the ceremony. That's it. I got nothing else.
I like that. but I like that. That's simple.
Well, I mean, it's important because all of a sudden, again, you're glad, you're shaking hands, you're having a good time, you're dancing, you're forcing Dylan to dance. That's going to be a full-time job, right? We got to get Dylan to smile.
It's simple but important.
That's correct.
But it's easy to follow.
Is Dylan
going to
be in the pictures? He's going to be in the pictures.
Supposed to be.
All right. We can get him to smile. All right. But other than that, I don't really have any advice. In fact, he should probably be giving me advice. That's the way it works out. All right. All right. Today on the show, Gerald Gruning will join us. Danny Broussard joins us. Mark Zinno from Atlanta will join us. Preview the Georgia LSU ball game. And head coach of your LSU Tigers, Paul Maneri, will join us. They open up the season tomorrow, hosting ULM. Let's talk Pelicans, shall we? Good column from our buddy Scott D. Kushner, this is Kush, about the farce that is right now the New Orleans Pelicans. All right. The effort that AD is putting in there is embarrassing. He scored 3 points. Now, usually when you see in his last ballgame, and usually when you see AD scoring 3 points, he got banged up in the first 5 minutes of the game. Not so much anymore. All right. Kushner in yesterday's Advocate. Time for the Pelicans to stand up for the fans in Anthony Davis saga and the sideshow. This is a sideshow, a farce, an outrage. Tuesdays, did someone call already with advice for your wedding? No, all right. We're looking for advice for the marriage. All right. Advice for the marriage. Either happily married people, people who were married and it didn't work out, or whatever the case is. We are taking more marriage advice, all right? The wedding advice is going to be, should it be 3 or 4 shots of Fireball, all right? And we'll probably go with 5 or 6, all right? Or maybe more, all right? That I think that's going to be the goal. How can we get Cody passed out for his wedding night? All right, so this is a sideshow, a farce, and an outrage. Not Cody's wedding or marriage, but the Pelicans. They got hammered by Orlando. 118-88 was the latest glaring example of what happens when the litany of decision makers disregard the feelings of the Pelicans' paying customers. And remember, Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, Anthony Davis, Anthony Davis's dad, Magic Johnson, all brought this on themselves. Now, by the way, the Boston Celtics think that Rich Paul planted a story that Kyrie Irving isn't signing with the Celtics. Anthony Davis made it perfectly clear he doesn't want to be part of the Pelicans. The Pelicans, per a litany of sources, tried to see it that he wouldn't play another game for the franchise. All right. When I hear sources, all right, I'm going to go to the horse's mouth. All right. That's Dell Demps and Mickey Loomis. As far as I'm concerned, who else would it be? Assistant coaches? I doubt it. But Commissioner Adam Silver and the NBA office are forcing Pelicans to play Davis as a nod to the NBA Players Association, hoping to avoid potential litigation and cast notice of moral hazard to teams interested in intentionally losing games. Yeah, but the Pelicans weren't going to intentionally lose games. All right? This is not resting for the playoffs. This is not tanking because you're not any good. The Pelicans, if you go back 3 weeks, were going to look to make a move. They were going to look to get better. They were going to make a playoff push. This is not the Pelicans trying to tank. This is Anthony Davis, Clutch Sports, Rich Paul, all deciding we're going to tank the Pelicans. What's transpired in the wake of the league's decision is one of the most embarrassing weeks in recent memory. And the nadir, boy, he's using some big words in this column that was typed up at 12:04 a.m. the other night. And the nadir of the Benson family's ownership of the franchise. The entire saga is prolonged, smug jab at the intelligence of Pelicans fans who are somehow supposed to believe that what they're watching is a normal, competitive, athletic event. It's not. We sucked, Davis said, after scoring 3 points on 9 shots. That's an interesting pronoun that he said. In one of the most lackluster efforts of his career. Nobody was interested in playing. That's what it looked like. You know what the follow-up question is to that? Anthony, why do they play so much better when you're not on the court? How did they beat Houston without you? How did they play well, though coming up short against Memphis? Although I think he played in that game. It's gotten so bad, even Alvin Gentry, who is the organization's lone spokesman on the Davis situation, said he won't discuss it anymore. Whatever our new normal is, we want to get back to that. We want to put this stuff behind us. Well, that's not going to happen. It's not going to be able to put behind you until, you know, you put it behind you. Davis is one of the best players in the world. As long as he's here, he commands attention, and it's unrealistic to expect otherwise. But Gentry's point is reasonable. He's the lone public representative speaking for the franchise, forced to defend decisions made above his head, trying to explain an inexplicable, another big word, rationale to fans. He can't defend it anymore. The fans know it. Heck, Gentry knows it, but he just can't say it. And who will ultimately feel the sting when all this is settled? Pelicans fans. They're becoming so disillusioned by the league's process and the team's silence, they're weighing whether to use their money elsewhere. And this is such a key, all right? New Orleans isn't like most other cities where corporations gobble up the majority of lower bowl as a tax write-off, not terribly concerned by the product on the floor or the direction of the franchise. That doesn't happen here. There is not a whole lot of industry in New Orleans. It's all vacation. It's all hotels. It's all the casino. Right? The major business is, what's the major business in New Orleans? Vacations and conventions. That's right. It. That's all. Doesn't matter what the convention is. Could be a music thing, festival, right? Jazz fest, Essence, Mardi Gras. It's a big party. There's not a lot of industry outside of the corporations on the river, I guess. The shipping industry used to be oil and gas. I was told oil and gas was actually in New Orleans before it all moved to Houston, like in the 70s, something like that. It was actually in New Orleans. Many of the Pelican ticket holders are families and small businesses who make real choices about their dollars. And the team, even after a string of disappointing seasons, sold 10,000 season ticket equivalent packages because the fans had faith in the organization. That was this year. In speaking to more than a dozen season ticket holders on Tuesday, from the suites to the club section to the upper bowl, the common refrain was anger and confusion about the current situation. Many of the fans are tired of being talked down to. They're sick of the nonsense emanating. I'm not saying that word right. Emanating. There you go. Got it. Fifth try. Boy, it's a tough column here. You know, talk about the intelligence of Pelicans fans. Emanating, there you go, from every direction over the past month without a hint of explanation for what's occurred or what's coming next. And here's another one. And if the Smoothie King Center is desolate next season, did he have his thesaurus out when writing this column? And if the Smoothie King Center is desolate next season, it's those fans who will be blamed instead of the franchise or the NBA. Then social media will snicker at the empty seats, rhetorically asking why the Pelicans aren't in a place like Seattle. I mean, it really is outrageous. And then you got people saying they should have made the trade. It shouldn't have been ego, which, in essence, I actually agree with. If you thought the deal was good enough, you should have made the trade. If you think you're getting fair market value, don't hold it against the Lakers. Do the deed. If you think you can get better from the Celtics, then wait. If you think you can maybe get the Knicks, pry the Knicks. Number one, here's the problem with all Knicks number one draft pick. Here's the problem with all this, Cody, right? Isn't free agency after the draft? Free agency is after the draft. This is kind of like signing day at LSU, right? The problem was that LSU couldn't go back. It wasn't like Ishmael Sopcher was signing at 8 a.m., and then they could go back and get all the D linemen. All the D linemen were signing before Sopcher. You had to wait for Sopcher, and then there's nowhere to go. So the draft is at the end of June. Free agency is in July. So how are the Celtics or the Knicks going to make a move when they don't know what their team's going to be? How's that going to work out? What happens if the Knicks don't get one of those free agents? What if they don't get Kyrie and Kevin Durant and they just traded away Zion Williamson for Anthony Davis? Anthony Davis is in the same boat he was just in. How are they going to do that? I mean, I guess there could be, you know, again, we got this Flacco trade in the NFL. That's not going to be official until the new NFL year, which, again, I don't understand how everybody else signs a free agent contract, but whatever. So the timing of all of this is very strange, and I haven't heard anybody pick up on that. How can the Knicks do a deal, trade away the number one pick, when they don't have, you know, two birds in the hand? They don't have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. So I don't know how this is all going to work out. How the Celtics are going to do it if they don't know Kyrie's going to sign, unless, you know, he tells them. He could say, yes, I'm signing. You know, that would be not tampering in any way, right? If I would presume Danny Ainge is going to ask Kyrie. We need to know. Either way. Tell us either way. Because if you don't want to be here, you know what the offer is. If you don't want to be here, we'll go get Kemba Walker, which may be a better fit anyways. Kyrie is, again, I don't know if he's joking or not, but he's kind of a flat earther. So I'm not exactly sure that elevator goes all the way to the top floor. But he's his own kind of dude, and I'm not exactly sure, you know, he's a good mix anywhere. I know he won a championship with Cleveland, and he made a big shot. Of course, LeBron had the block to set that all up as well. All right. 706-0111. 706-0111. So now, Fletcher Mackel, our buddy from WDSU in New Orleans, is reporting they're cleaning house. All right. Also, source is probably Mickey Loomis. Or maybe Gail Benson herself. Fletcher gives us a handful of examples. Who's going to be the coach and who's going to be the GM? And some very interesting people. All right, we'll get your reaction next. All right, do you have the Shut Up Dave Schultz question? Which one did we choose? All right. Oh, is Cody screwed by having to... that's absolutely yes. Not even a Shut Up Dave.
Finish reading the question. No, he read the first four words.
Is Cody screwed by having to buy both Valentine's Day and anniversary gifts every year, only 2 days apart after he gets married? 80% yes already. We did get one response, though.
Oh, God.
Don't ever buy one big gift for both. I repeat, don't ever buy one gift for both.
I repeat. Yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am. Whoever.
Don't ever buy one. Oh, okay. All right.
Don't be like, here's your Valentine's slash anniversary.
All right. Yeah. Jonathan Fields with some good advice.
Now, I will take that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, maybe you'd give the bigger one. You know, I mean, obviously the first anniversary is a big one. Right.
Right.
Right. Of course, we will be counting down the days. Not only is it less than 60 hours until you get married, we will be counting down the days to the Kardashian anniversary.
You got to
get, you know it. You know, you got to get past the 72 days. All right.
Right.
We've done that for everybody. All right. That's a big day. All right. 72 days.
Throw a party that day.
But the first, you know, I mean, there's nothing about the fourth anniversary. Right.
Right. That's so
like,
one.
Like 5th or 10th or 20th or something like that. You know, there's no, you know.
Right. No, I get what you're saying.
The yellow anniversary? I don't even know, right? There's Valentine's Day may be more important than the fourth anniversary in that case.
Yeah, Kaylee's not the biggest Valentine's Day person, so maybe she would prefer just her specifically. Would prefer the anniversary thing.
Specific, certainly.
But I, your point is taken. I see what you're saying, that from year to year, it depends on where the bigger, or whatever you want to call it, gift should go. Yeah, that'll...
All right.
I'll just keep calling you. No matter where I go in this world, Dave... Before Valentine's Day, I will check with you on which gift to get.
There could not be a worse piece of advice in the history of advice.
Don't do that.
Married, single, and 49. Yeah, that's not going to work out. All right, back after this sports chat on Acadiana Sports Station 107. The game. All right, Dave Schultz, Cody Schutz. And Joey Donuts, who did bring in the donuts today. I told him I'd bring in the donuts next Monday. All right.
And coming through.
Right.
Living up to the name.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Joey.
Well done, Dave.
Joey's going to produce. And next week, certainly going to be a first here. But next Thursday and Friday, all right. And hopefully we'll be back on Monday, Cody. You know, who knows what's going to happen by then.
I mean, I plan to come back.
I'll be back. Right. I'll be here in town. Who knows if we'll either have a job. Either they blow up the radio station or they do better than us and, you know, take over. Emily Giangranco from KLFY and Shakira Martin are going to host the show. They're going to fill in for me.
This sounds like a crossover, compared to the likes of Family Guy and The Simpsons.
Right.
I mean, this is Looney Tunes and Disney. this is insane.
It's great. It's going to be awesome.
The Roger Rabbit of sports
chat. And they're good friends. So that'll be fun to listen to them. Joey will be producing. And so we'll see how it goes. All right. We ran out of time in this one. We went long in the last segment. Let's see what the what the poll question ended up being here. Again, some good good advice. Don't buy a combined present for it. All right, 67% telling you that you are screwed. Trying to get up to 69. 11% say no. 22% say shut up, Dave. All right, we'll see if we get that under 20%. That's kind of the demarcation line. All right, so when we come back, we'll talk about, you know, Fletcher Mackel from WDSU, and he's been talking about this for a while, all right? But he's got a handful of candidates for the GM job, all of them with executive experience except one, I think. And he's got a handful of coaching candidates, and I think only one with head coaching experience, which I don't think I mind. If you people, doing a Ben Love thing here, if YP, if you people have a suggestion on who should run the organization and be the coach, let us know. Fletcher's also saying that they'll probably keep Alvin Gentry around as an advisor. He's under contract for a couple more years. So they have to pay that anyways. So might as well get him to work with the team. All right. 7060111, 7060111. We will get into the... While we do have Paul Menieri coming on at 8:32, anyone a little disheveled may be too big a word and too strong of a word, but I would be concerned. All right. It's opening weekend, and the Cajuns don't have a Sunday pitcher. They claim they have a lot of choices, but they haven't named a Sunday pitcher. Leger's going Friday. Brandon Young, the junior college transfer, is going Saturday. And we're already up to TBA on Sunday, Cody, on the first weekend of the year. Am I the only one that's a little bit concerned about that?
That's an LSU thing. That's not a UL thing.
But they've always had a Sunday pitcher. It's always changed.
Right,
up fair
until
enough. Eric Walker came around.
Fair enough.
And then Hilliard came around. You know.
But you're right. The Cajuns rotation.
It's never been that way.
It's right? been solid. Right. Or at least you knew what you were getting.
He probably won't announce it. You know, until we're, you know, dancing to Shout at your wedding. That's when he's going to announce it, right? All right, back after this. 107, the game. I want to be your lover. Audio update starts now. I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Oh, we're letting this one play out. Well done, Cody.
I just told Joey, I said, I guess I hit a good one.
I should have thought of this one. How can you not play the Partridge Family on Valentine's Day? I think I love you. This morning, did we lose David Cassidy? I think we did. I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided. I know he's sick. I'd hide it to myself and never talk about yeah. it. And 2017. Did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. Great song. All right. I think I love you. Dave Schultz, Cody Schutz on a Valentine's Day, Thursday morning sports chat. All right. The big guy, Gerald Gruden, coming up at 7. Danny Broussard, 7:45. Boy, did he sucker us north side. So tough margin, tough matchup for us. Blah, 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 blah. I think he won by like 45. Maybe not, but close. Mark Zeno from Atlanta will join us, talk a little Georgia basketball. LSU going to Athens this week. And Paul Menieri previews LSU's baseball season. Also, can we put it out in the Twitterverse? All right, and maybe hit us up on Facebook, and we got to keep an eye on that, Cody. I'll have my handful of questions, but is there something that you guys want to know about LSU baseball this year? Put that on the Twitter poll.
When can we expect to see Todd Peterson in the DH slot? at what point in the season?
All right.
You got your one song at the beginning.
Why wouldn't you do that somewhere along the way? Outside of, you know, is he going to hurt himself running?
Depending on where Todd Peterson's from,
right.
One of those in-state matchups. Is he a Louisiana guy?
Do you know?
Because if one of those in-state matchups that he's from close to that area or something on a Tuesday night in the eighth inning, well, let him get up there and take a hack. You know, that could be fun. But Paul Menieri,
No.
He's not a Louisiana guy.
He's a Lake Mary, Florida guy. Do they play the Gators?
I would think, since they don't play Vanderbilt.
They don't play Vanderbilt.
You would think. They. I don't know how many East schools you actually get to skip.
I thought you just skipped two. I don't know if they play Florida. Let's see.
So either way, they're going to be able to skip either Vanderbilt.
They get Florida.
Or is Kentucky on there?
It's here, though.
Is Kentucky on there? Because Kentucky's another always.
No.
Okay, so
they played Kentucky last year, didn't they?
They did.
And 2 years ago, too. They kind of got beat there a couple years ago.
Right.
Who's that? Oh, no, they do got Kentucky.
They
at home, though.
Okay.
At home. So put that on another Twitterverse. That Paul Menear, LSU baseball coach, coming up at 8:32. What questions should I ask? All right.
So, you want to leave that one open-ended, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want to, you know. I know what questions I'm going to ask. But I think they're all the same questions that everybody's asked. So I need to spice it up, because I even asked Jake from State Farm, and he still doesn't have an answer for me. And he's about as big as LSU guys as there is. I guess my biggest question is, how do you get them to focus on the game-by-game basis? How do you get them to focus on the process when the high expectations are there? And he likes the high expectations, but he can't have, you know, they're not talking about Omaha anymore. Media day was it. All right, again, you can give us a call, 706-0111, 706-0111. Checking out the Shut Up Dave poll question of the day. It's getting closer, Cody. Is Cody screwed by having to buy both Valentine's Day and anniversary gifts every year, only 2 days apart after he gets married? 57% say yes, only 19% say no. 24% don't like me, so it's up to Shut Up Dave is 24%. All right. We'll get some more Shut Up Dave poll questions in there. All right, so we've been talking Pelicans. Scott D. Kushner tells you it's a farce that the way the NBA and the Pelicans are treating the fans. It's a no-win situation for Alvin Gentry. I mean, someone's got to ask him, right? I'm sure they have. Alvin, you guys play so much better when Anthony is not on the floor and he's not suited up to play. Right? These guys play hard. Whether they win or lose, they're playing hard. Not so much when Anthony Davis is out there. All right. So let's hear what Fletcher Mackel says. They're going to clean house. All right. The sports reporter anchor from WDSU. Sources tell him. All right. Sources say they're going to clean house. And that starts with Dell Demps. And this is who Fletcher says are some candidates. He's been very high on Avery Johnson from the get-go, and it goes through an Avery Johnson quote. Go ahead, Cody.
Avery Johnson, the native New Orleanian, who's currently the head coach at the University of Alabama. Spurs executive Brent Barry. Former NBA player Shane Battier, who's currently an executive with the Miami Heat. Trajan Langdon, who's the Brooklyn Nets assistant general manager, and maybe former New Orleans star Peja Stojakovic. He's currently the assistant general manager for the Sacramento Kings. And for anyone who says Avery doesn't have front office experience, a few years ago at the NBA All-Star game, I asked Johnson about getting back into the NBA as a head coach, and here's what he said.
I'm not limiting myself to just coaching. There could be a management opportunity down the road that I would be open to. It just doesn't have to be coaching, but we'll see when that time comes.
Well, obviously, I would think it would significantly increase his pay from Alabama. All right, so Peja, Langdon, Barry, Avery, and Battier. You do have two Dukies in there, right? Battier, one of those role players for a while in Miami, and he actually has a cool foundation event. They do a bunch of karaoke, and they get the guys to come out. I think LeBron and Dwayne came out in the day when he had his event. I think it was during the season, too, but they always schedule it around, you know, a couple of off days. But Avery Johnson, Brent Barry, right, the John Barry family, among others. Trajan Langdon was that guard. Then they lose in that they lose that year, Cody. Did Duke lose that year? Would have been like 80. No, it would have been 96 or 97. And Peja, all right, the former player, all right. So there's no retreads. They're all up and coming. Not bad. All right, I kind of like that. All right, Avery in a new position. New Orleans native, Southern legend, right? The other guys all seem to have some pretty good experience. This isn't, putting somebody in there without knowing what they're doing, all right, and just kind of guessing. Kind of like Vlade Divac, I think. All right, now who do you hear? Who is Fletcher suggesting for the Pelicans coach?
Becky Hammon, the Spurs assistant, will be the number one candidate for several NBA franchises. Jerry Stackhouse, who's currently an NBA assistant with the Memphis Grizzlies. University of Nevada head coach Eric Musselman. He's formerly a head coach with the Golden State Warriors. European head coach Sarunas Jasikevičius. And if you want a total wild card...
The total wild card was Shaka Smart. It got let it. I meant to edit that out. Shaka Smart.
That was what a cliffhanger, Dave. Right. You had like.
Well, he said Shaka, and he didn't even get the whole name out. That's where the audio ended.
Well, that's an editing technique, though. It grabs your attention.
Right,
that's
a technique. Shaka Smart was. I mean,
is he
a total wild card? He hasn't done anything at Texas.
I was going to ask you that. Has he even done anything in the NBA at all? He's just been
no.
I mean, he's the VCU guy, right?
Yeah. Right. Will Wade's done better than Shaka Smart. Would that be? I mean, throw that out there, right? If you're going to throw Shaka Smart out there, I mean, what happens if Will Wade wins a national championship this year, which isn't totally out of the realm of possibility? He's going to be the hot coaching commodity. He's certainly going to get a raise and an extension.
Right.
Why wouldn't the Pelicans look to that? And that'll be, right? That's going to be over, by the way, before the NBA season ends. Certainly going to, I don't know if Will Wade has any of those ideas again. Really young. I mean, he just turned 36. So really young. I mean, that, kind of a Sean McVay type of deal. But the Becky Hammon one interests me. I like that idea. All right. And, of course, you're going to get, Gail Benson, a woman, is hiring a woman. As if you ever get that from a man. Right? You never get the white guy is hiring a white guy, but the African-American hires an African-American, and it's a thing. Right? Remember when I was telling you... Who the Baylor head coach is? Oh, Kim Mulkey. When I suggested Kim Mulkey become the LSU head basketball coach for men. It says here, Cody, that Kim Mulkey is Kramer Robertson's mother. Do we know that?
Well, who now?
Is that breaking news?
I've never heard that before.
I'm just finding that out.
Jeez. Never seen so much blue worn to an LSU baseball game.
It's breaking news. Really tough to watch every game. And you watch the national guys, and they just spout out the same thing.
Couldn't see.
Is that
Kramer.
Right, though? Right? She's
no. You are correct.
Yeah.
Right. You are correct.
Right. Well, where's Kramer going to be this year? Right.
I don't know. All I know is in that postseason run, Kramer Robinson couldn't get a full, at bat with the camera. Two pitches with the camera staying on him before it would cut to the crowd. Throw a pitch, cut to the crowd.
He struggled a little bit last year in the Florida State League. 252.
Yeah, for a contact guy, that's
yeah, he struck out 52 times. That's not bad.
Still making contact.
Yeah. Walking about 1-to-1 walk to strikeout ratio. That's impressive. All right, so we'll see where he is. I presume he'll be in Double-A this year.
He's an on-base guy, it sounds like, at least last season.
Yeah, 351 in his first season, which was only half a year. 252 or 347 is next year. All right. Chico chirping in. Have you been under a rock? Everybody knows that Kim Mulkey is Kramer's mother. Really, Chico?
That's the joke.
you don't get the show. Sorry, Dan. We got it. Gotcha, Chico.
The joke's probably on us now because he's probably also sarcastically saying that but we're, we lose that sarcasm in the text.
Right. All right, so Becky Hammon would be a good idea. Who else did he say? I play that again.
Becky Hammon, the Spurs assistant, will be the number one candidate for several NBA franchises. Jerry Stackhouse, who's currently an NBA assistant with the Memphis Grizzlies. University of Nevada head coach Eric Musselman. He's formerly a head coach with the Golden State Warriors. European head coach Sarunas Jasikevičius. And if you want a total wild card...
Shaka Smart, okay.
Musselman from LSU, wasn't he at LSU?
He was an LSU one, yeah. And he's with the Wolfpack, Nevada.
Just this guy with Louisiana ties was all I was trying to think.
Right. More NBA ties, though. He's been an NBA head coach.
Right, because it was a big deal ish when he came to coach at LSU.
Sarunas has been a head coach. Shock has been a head coach. Jerry has not been a head coach. And outside of, like, the summer league, I don't think Ham has been a head coach. All right.
But she's been around, and I mean, highly, like he said, I mean.
Yeah, but for a few years.
But she's going to be the number one prospect for a few teams, according to Cush, right?
No, according to Fletcher.
Fletcher, I mean.
According to
me.
Fletcher. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know who's going to change coaches.
There'll be some turnover, right? I
mean, there always is.
Right.
Right. So. There always is.
There'll all be
right.
that one guy that gets fired that you're like, well, why did you, what, him? You fire? And then there'll be the one guy that right. gets to keep his job right. that you're right. like, this guy.
Right. Right. So it'll be interesting to see which direction they go in. You would think that they would hire the GM and then the GM would hire the coach. And I can tell you, Fletcher has been pumping up Avery Johnson and Becky Hammon for a good 3 weeks now. But he named some other ones, and they all seem to be rather experienced. Although, again, you know, it's one thing being an assistant. It's another thing, you know, being the head coach. Although Popovich didn't have any head coaching experience, right? Right, Cody? He didn't have any head coaching experience. Eric Spoelstra didn't have any head coaching experience.
He was the camera guy.
Yeah, well, back in the day.
At the very right? beginning.
I did meet him. And a Make-A-Wish Foundation deal. Actually talked about his dad.
There should be a 30 for 30 or something on him, his career. And just I think it'd be a cool story.
I mean, he's been there for 15, 20 years, right?
Just starting at the bottom, and now you're there.
He's working his way up. Yep, yep. Chico says sarcasm.
I had a feeling.
Chico was in on the joke.
All right. I had a feeling.
I apologize. All right. Yeah. Any word on how the governor is? You get a picture with the governor? All right.
So did you know Chico, a proud member of Section A?
He's the president. Or maybe CEO/chairman or something along those lines.
He's the Vince McMahon of Section A.
Coach K? That's been out there for a while. I just don't see
he's
that
happening. He's not going anywhere, right?
I don't see that happening. No.
I mean, Calipari, he's not coming to the NBA either anymore.
No,
I mean,
Krzyzewski.
No, but I'm saying, like, he's that same type of
college. Think Calipari might.
You think he would?
I think that's different. I think Krzyzewski is much closer to retirement than Calipari.
No, I see that. I just feel like Calipari's more of a Nick Saban type that knows that, okay, here's my niche, here's where I should.
Yeah, I think it just gets hard.
Maybe.
You know, I understand Saban, you know, turn over some guys if I don't like them. It, you know, turns over every 2 or 3 years. And Kentucky, it turns over every year. And if it doesn't work out, you get crushed, you know? Like LSU, if LSU gets to the Sweet 16, it's a heck of a year this year, right?
Right.
If Kentucky gets to the Sweet 16, I mean, that's like the minimum every year at Kentucky, right? You got to be right. Final Four a bust for Kentucky every year. And that's a really, and he knows it going in. It's not like a surprise. You were told that when you got the job, and he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really hard to live up to. And it's, but the way he does it, and that's his style, he changes it every year. Now, Krzyzewski's doing some of that as well. All those guys are going to be gone. I think Krzyzewski's got 3 or 4 more years left in him. He's going to go.
Helps when you have the best players in the country.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. He does get the best players in the country. All right, back after this, we put a bow on hour number one. The big guy, Gerald Groening, coming up on Acadiana Sports Station after the top of the hour. 103.7, the game. Running late. Another quick segment here. Gerald Groening coming up after the top of the hour. We put it out there. No responses yet. Maybe put it on Facebook, Cody. Put it on the Facebook page. Paul Mineri is coming up here at 8:32. I got my questions. What questions do you have? Also, you're welcome to give us a call, 706-0111. You can call us with those if you have questions for Paul Mineri. But you can also call us if you have any marriage suggestions for Cody Schutz. All right, he's getting married on Saturday. We are less than 60 hours until, well, the death knell, I guess. That's the wrong way to put it.
Nicest way anybody said it yet, Dave. Well done.
No, we're all looking forward to it. And is he screwed? I mean, today's Valentine's Day. He's getting married Saturday. Is Cody screwed by having to buy both Valentine's Day and anniversary gifts every year? 61% say yes. 19% say no. And 20%, right at that line, say shut up, Dave. Jonathan Fields, don't ever buy one big gift for both. Big John 337 or John H. I repeat, don't ever buy one, get for both. Apparently, Jonathan, it kind of sounds like he's talking from experience.
Does, the right. I repeat part kind of sounds
repeat part,
like he's,
Okay. Stacy Rodano,
what's up, Stacy?
Former producer here at 103.7 The Game. Until she bailed on the station and left us high and dry.
No, Stacy's cool. Stacy's my girl.
I disagree. She says set the precedent.
Set the precedent.
You will get one gift and you will like it.
Oh, no, Stacy. No, now you've
That's
given
a
me.
Bad piece
now
of advice.
I don't know how to feel about it. No.
That's a bad piece of advice right there.
What are we going to do now?
And I'm talking, that's coming from me, and I know that's a bad piece of advice. Doesn't have to be too big presents.
Right.
Right. But it's got to be.
Here's your left earring. You'll get your right earring
and
in a couple
even,
of days.
But here's the right. That's not a bad idea. And here's the thing. I am, the older I get, unless there's something I know he would like. I think I got my brother like a Roger Staubach uniform. He's a big Cowboys fan for his birthday. So that was pretty cool. But unless I got a good idea, I'm out of ideas for gifts. I'm past that whole idea of thinking about it. Tell me what you want. And if it's in my price range, I will get it for you. All right. Now our boy Mike Revere says the same thing. The only way Cody shoots is screwed is if he tries to make it one gift for both. Trust me. Another person speaking from experience. Well done. All right, the big guy, Jerry Gruden, coming up next. It's a Thursday morning sports chat. Happy Valentine's Day on a KDM Sports Station, 103.7, The Game.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette. This is Acadiana Sports Station. 103.7 The Game and 1037thegame.com. KLWB, Karen Crow Lafayette. Just after 7 o'clock. And Sports Chat with Dave Schultz starts now. Connect on Facebook or follow on Twitter at 1037 The Game. Listen live with the 1037 The Game mobile app or online at 1037thegame.com.
All right, place your bets, place your bets.
And now, Dave Schultz.
Super team.
It's on right now. Now.
This is the Journey song you chose? Is that Journey or Steve Perry?
It is Journey, but I had multiple ones. I just clicked, I don't know.
Open Arms, Faithfully.
Oh, I was going with songs that have love in the title. Right. So that was why, I guess. Then.
There's got to be a better Journey song.
About Love, yeah. This is just one with love in the title.
All right. We got to get a little Eddie Money. I need a little Eddie Money. All right. All right. Dave Schultz, Cody Schutz on a Thursday morning sports chat. On Valentine's Day, hopefully you are doing well on this Valentine's Day. Did a good job last night, by the way. Cody, I haven't paid for it yet, but it was my idea, so I'll take credit for it, right? My mother had suggested that they were going out to Valentine's Day yesterday to avoid the rush today. She's very proud of herself, although the weather up in Central New York is awful. But she told us where she was going to dinner, and I told my brothers, hey, how about we splurge? And so we called the restaurant, and we splurged. It would have been nice at the steak place, Cody, if they ordered the food first and then said we were buying. But they told them we were buying right, beforehand. My parents don't eat lobster, and they had like four yesterday.
Right. And so the rehearsal dinner last night was nice because it's one of those, they give you the menu here, 10 items to pick from. It's already, that was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
I got this platter. It had etouffee, gumbo, fried tails.
Right.
It had fried shrimp on the crawl. It was the bomb.
No, we love doing that for my
and chocolate cake, of course. I thought of you every bite of the chocolate cake.
There you go. There you go. Very well. Let's go out to the Arco Equipment Hotline. He's been eating poorly. I've just already had two donuts. Joey Donuts coming through this morning. Boy, Mesh's donuts are really good. Whatever donuts are out there, it's tougher to get better than Mesh's donuts, especially when they're hot and fresh. Let's go out to the Arco Equipment Hotline. It's the big guy, Jero Gunig.
Yes! Yes! Woo!
I felt like that's what you were doing. Was it last week when you posted what you ate, or was it this week?
No, that was this week, and I got a great story about that.
Okay.
Dave, so do me a favor. I'm getting into my car, about to hook up the Bluetooth. Give me 2 seconds.
All right.
2 seconds.
All right. Danny Broussard coming up here at 7:45.
A radio filibuster.
Mark Zeno going to talk Georgia basketball, maybe even a little Georgia. Well, Georgia basketball got the best recruit in the nation. oddly enough. We'll talk to him about that, of obviously LSU going to Athens this week. And LSU had baseball coach Paul Maneri. Cody, again, put that on Facebook. Did you put it on Facebook? What questions you may have for the LSU baseball coach, all right? So we can answer that. And of course, go to the 1037 The Game Twitterverse, at Dave, 1037 The Game, at 1037 The Game. Is Cody screwed because he's got to buy gifts for Valentine's Day and the anniversary since he's getting married on February 16th? All right, are you ready there, big guy?
I'm ready, baby. I'm ready. So, Dave.
All right, first off, let's ask you. Yes? Let's ask your advice. You're married, all right? Of course, you've been with the same girl for a decade now, but you've been married for a few years.
12 years today, as a matter of fact.
No kidding. How about that? Do you have to get her anything for that? Your first date was Valentine's Day?
Yeah, 12 years ago. Yeah.
No kidding. I had a first date on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Good
for
a month.
Where is she now?
She's in Central Florida.
Married with three kids.
I don't think she's married, but she has a significant other. What does Cody do here with the, not this year, but on an annual basis? What's he do? Valentine's Day is the 14th. The anniversary is going to be the 16th.
So, I've learned to weather the winter storm. As much as I do love my wife, don't get me wrong, she's the best. But there are some things, probably, if you could lay out the format. Her birthday is December 20th.
Right.
Christmas is on the 25th.
Right.
And then you get a month hiatus, and then it's Valentine's Day.
Month and a half, okay.
And then, our actual wedding anniversary is in June.
Oh, okay.
So my point is, I would, if we could do it all over again, I had a blast getting married during the summer.
Right.
But it would be nice just, not to have all the, anniversary, just knock it all out in the winter or all during the summer or just every quarter give me something. But it just has always been, the winter has always been tough.
It's a little bit rough.
On the pocket.
Right.
All
right. But, whatever plan you're doing, it's work because she's hung around with you for 12 years.
Oh, dude, Ariel's a rock star. She's the best. Love her to death, man. I can never not say enough awesome things about my wife, bruh. It's just crazy. It's been 12 years. Mardi Gras is always a good time for us, man, because that's where we met. And, don't stop and keep it rocking, man.
Job well done. All right. What about the Pelicans? They are an absolute mess. What should they do here with Anthony Davis? I think they're going to revisit it. I think Anthony Davis is to say, for everyone involved, I want to play. I realize it's a bad idea. I'm going to step aside and sit out the rest of the year. I think Anthony Davis is going to be that kind of guy. We'll see if he is.
It's tough. I really, to be honest with you, I need to get to the Smoothie King Center to go watch AD play one more time as a Pelican. But luckily I bought the Mardi Gras jersey this year, so at least I'll always have that, right? I will always have the Anthony Davis Mardi Gras jersey. So let's continue. This is a debacle. I think Anthony should have earlier in the year or even before the season. We knew when he signed with Clutch Sports, we knew when he bought the $5 million house in L.A. that the West Coast is where he was going to end up wanting to be. And it is just unfortunate that, here we are halfway through the season and we're having to deal with this in regards to, being Pelicans fans. I love when the Pelicans do well. I still swear that when the Pelicans are playing well and it's a good game, there are a few better atmospheres in the state. Specifically, I'm talking, I've been to intense LSU games. I've been to big-time Saints games. Man, when you get energy at an all-time high in the Smoothie King Center with, I guess they have, 15, 18,000 people all locked in.
Right.
And a couple of big three-pointers fall or a buzzer beater, there is no – you can't have more fun watching sports, in my opinion. It's just electric. And now you're looking at a Pelicans team that, the sky was the limit. A year ago, and Anthony has put the team in a tough spot. I get he wants to play Dave, and I think, to be honest with you, I think he needs to say, hey, look, I don't know what needs to happen, but I need to shut it down. And they just need to move forward, man. They have to. As much as it sucks for the Pelicans, who cares if AD's playing and they're losing by 30 to the Magic, man?
Right, because they play better. When he's not playing, whether they win or lose, they play harder, they play better defense, which, again, I don't understand. And his heart is not into it. His heart is he's got the same deal as the Pelicans do. His best interest is not to get hurt. All right. Meanwhile, your boy Fletcher Mackel is throwing out names for the coach. Jerry Stackhouse would be an interesting name. Former LSU assistant and former Golden State Warrior head coach Eric Musselman would be an interesting name. He threw out Shaka Smart, which I think is a ridiculous name at this point in time. He got a European coach who's got a lot of experience. But the most interesting name out there would be Becky Hammon. I love it. I think it would be a great idea. What do you think?
Well, and Dave, you know, because you followed Fletcher on Twitter and you've gotten to know him over the years.
Well, he's been saying that for 3 weeks.
There's always going to be something that makes sense and then something completely off the wall, right?
Right.
So there's always a little bit of that in everything Fletcher normally puts out there. I think, why not? I think New Orleans is a progressive town. I think basketball is not at a spot where, you know, the fan base is going to ride or die or, you know, really get upset. Oh, you know, I'm all for women coaching basketball. I'm all for women, you know, at the advancement of women in general in the professional fields. And I know it's obviously 2019. Everybody's got their piece to say about that sort of thing. But I do think there's a place for it because, you know, when you look at basketball and the amount of guys, the amount of coaches, you know, that just love the game, maybe they never played or maybe they never played at that level, but they're still involved and they have basketball minds. Why can that not be the case from the female side? So I would love for that to happen, and I think New Orleans would be a good city for that to happen, to be honest with you. And at the end of the day, there's no pressure on the next head coach, man.
Not for
the
a while.
The Pelicans
right.
are going to be a disaster. Right. They're going to be right. a disaster for the next two to 3 years, in my opinion. And, I mean, they've been a 500 ball club the last, you know, since Anthony Davis has been in New Orleans. There's been a couple years where they've been above. But,
right.
you know, it's – there's no pressure. There is no pressure to be a basketball coach. Look at Alvin Gentry. Monty got to the team. Got the. I still think Monty Williams should be the head coach.
Right.
To be honest with you, but let's not talk about that. There's just no pressure. So why not roll the dice, man? I mean, we're one of those franchises where, you know, hey, what happens happens. If they win, great. It gives people some fun. You can have some fun in the spring. But other than that, oh well, man.
See, I got a question. I don't understand the whole the Pelicans are going to be a disaster for a couple years. If they get this trade done with the Celtics, or God forbid, I don't know, say they get the bounty, right? Or maybe the Knicks, whatever the case is. Say they either get Tatum, Brown, and a couple of draft picks, and they got Drew and Okafor, or they go get Zion and Kevin Knox. I mean, no one thinks they're going to contend for a championship, but they could certainly contend for the 8th seed.
Wait, so here's my thing.
Right.
I always take the philosophy of prove me wrong, right?
Right.
You know, like but before the last 2 years, right? The New Orleans Saints, I think they're that. Well, they've been 7-9 the last four, so why would I think they're going to be anything better than 7-9? You signed DeMarcus Cousins. You have a pretty solid roster a year ago. Obviously, Boogie gets hurt, but, you know, do it big, do it this, that, and the other,
right,
and,
right.
you know, speed is not the standard. I get you want to make the playoffs, and I understand the West is tough, but to me, I think that unless they prove me wrong, I'm going to expect them to be a 500 ball club trying to get the eighth spot, and they get swept the first round. I mean,
I wouldn't have a problem with that next year. I wouldn't have a problem with that next year. Everyone thinks they're going to be a disaster again. They could end up again. This is crazy. They could.
But
I don't know what the Knicks deal would be.
Their best, right? Their best year with Anthony Davis was a seventh seed, correct?
Last year. Yeah, but they were like a seventh seed by like a game, though. They were a seventh seed by like a game. They could have been like a fifth seed.
Well, that's the NBA, though, man.
Yeah, I mean
that's
but,
every
you know.
Year. You never know.
Well,
but,
yeah.
But I just think, you know, when I say a disaster, not making the playoffs, not being in the top eight, to me, like, I just think, and obviously, if I'm Anthony Davis, first of all, I want to go to Boston. Go play with LeBron, L.A., I get it. But at least if you go to Boston, you got a chance to be in the finals every year. It's a way. It's the same reason why LeBron was, you know, hey, I'll go to Miami. I'll go back to Cleveland because I'm going to be in the finals at least every year.
Right.
At least.
Or at least contend for it.
So,
yeah.
you know.
But I mean, if they get, again, this is the Bonnie load. If they get the whole kit and caboodle, you know, if they get Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, two draft picks, and their draft pick, I mean, that's a whole new basketball team around Okafor, Frankie Jackson, Drew Holiday. Maybe they get a second tier or two free agent. You know, again, I don't think I understand what you're saying, but I don't think they're going to be in tank mode next year. Is what I'm saying.
And then I can't wait for them to keep Del Bibbs and Alvin Gentry around for that.
I'm going to go into the 103.7 concussion protocol because I'm going to bang my head against the wall. That's it.
Oh well, don't be surprised if it happens, right, brother. The fact Del Bibbs is still there is unbelievable.
All right. Where have you eaten this week, and where else are you eating this week?
Oh, Lord. So I ate at the potato place, which was awesome. Nothing says Valentine's Day like a loaded baked potato, right? So we did that today on Acadiana Eats, enjoyed it, had a great meal. Miss Marilyn was awesome. And then I'm going to the old Catawba Cafe in Washington soon. My videographer, John Witherall, has been under the weather, so we're going to end up playing catch-up next week. And then, dude, it never stops, bro. I've got some music shoots, got some food shoots, some outdoor shoots. Dave, you know, a little radio hit with you on Thursdays. You know, life is good, brother.
Best job in Lafayette Media right here, Gerald Gooney.
Oh, man, I'll be the first one to tell you, brother. I'll be the first one to tell you, and I'm thankful for it.
You're the best, big guy. We'll talk with you soon.
All right, brother. Cody, good luck this weekend, man.
I am saved.
Thank you, Gerald.
I am saved all week with that. Instead of shut up, Dave. Did you put it on Facebook?
I did.
Okay. Again, what questions we're just putting? What questions should I be asking Paul Maneri? But I mean, there's got to be someone's besides the obvious, right? There's got to be something besides, you know, Landon Marceau and Eric Walker and Todd Peterson and Zach S. Who's playing first? You know. Can you see Drew Bianco without seeing his father because he looks exactly like his father? What questions do we have? No comments yet. All right. Maneri coming up here at 8:32. Still some time. All right. Happy to take your phone calls. Coach Danny Broussard coming up at 7:45. He suckered us, Cody. Northside's a bad matchup. We lost to him twice. Yeah, not real close. Ruined our string of great 4A, 4-4A matchups. All right, one last one. I think it's Westgate at Northside. And that's going to be on 97.7. Make sure we understand it. All right, because of LSU baseball. All right, we'll be back after this. More sports chat again. Danny Broussard, 7:45. Mark Zinno from Atlanta at 8:17, previewing Georgia and LSU. And Paul Maneri, previewing LSU baseball. We are live in the 237 Roof Studios on a happy Valentine's Day. What am I listening to?
Sunshine of Your Love.
There you go. All right. Nice. All right.
I've been waiting so long.
You ever heard this?
To be where I'm going. In the sunshine of your love.
The name of the band is Cream.
Cream. Yeah,
I don't know.
I got it. Yeah.
I don't know who's in the band.
That's
it could
Clapton.
Be. Okay, see. Yeah.
I don't know if it's Winwood, but it's Clapton. All right, back after this on Acadiana Sports Station 107. The game. All right, a little Eddie Money. All right. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Except me. Cody's getting married less than 60 hours. And it was Cream, obviously. Not Steve Winwood. I think that was his first band.
I actually have a... Let me make sure I'm talking about that. Yes, I have a Steve Winwood song on deck here to play. We just haven't got to it
probably
yet.
Probably a little bit newer. Well, in the 80s, anyways.
I didn't even know until you had said it, and then I asked Joey, and he confirmed it. I didn't know Eric Clapton was in Cream. I didn't... That's...
Yeah.
Shame on me, I guess,
well,
but I didn't know that.
Great... I think it's on Netflix, or I DVR'd it. Maybe it was on HBO or Showtime. Eric Clapton in 12 Bars. So it's, I don't even know if he's on camera at all, but he voices it over. It's basically Eric Clapton's story.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Of course, the most, wasn't Ringo Starr, it was George
Okay.
Harrison.
Oh, okay.
Layla.
He's the one. Yeah, he's
Layla
away.
Is about George Harrison's wife.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. They're good friends.
Supposedly.
Well, at the time. Yeah. So that whole thing is kind of out. All right. Again, 706-0111, 706-0111. Tim Piku did answer the question on our Facebook page, 1037 The Game. What does he feel needs the most improvement for LSU? Again, I still think there's a lot of ifs and hoping, right? What makes us think that Zach Hess is all of a sudden going to turn into Alex Lang or Aaron Nola?
Right.
Something? Anything? Or even Jared Poche?
I'd kill for a Jared Poche. With this lineup, oh my goodness.
I mean, what makes us think that? We hope that. I'll give you a couple of examples. I watched them last night, right? I've never seen anybody regress as much as I saw Frank Howard regress as a Syracuse basketball player. He hasn't gotten any better. Although he scored a bunch of points last night, he's not very good. Tyus Battle hasn't gotten any better. Why do we think Zach Hess is going to get better? Just because he's getting better? Just because he's supposed to get better? All right. Is Eric Walker going to be healthy? How does Landon Marceau handle pitching in college baseball? You know, there's a lot, there's a lot of questions.
I'd like to know. I'd be curious.
How does Saul Garza handle, DHing, right? This guy's probably never DH'd in his life.
Right, sitting watching a lot of the game.
You got to sit and watch. Right? You got to somehow stay focused and be ready to go and be ready to at bat, right? And maybe you go hit in the cage somewhere underneath, right?
Right.
In between innings or something like that. Or right before you're at bat, but you got to stay engaged. I mean, there's just a lot. To me, there's a lot of ifs and hoping, right? I mean, we're hoping that Josh Smith stays healthy.
Right, please, please.
We're hoping that second and third base aren't defensive liabilities, right? We're hoping Zach Watson takes it to the next level, right? And then the one guy that, you shouldn't have to worry about, Duplantis, wrenches his back again. Uh-oh. And we'll have the catcher position. How's that coming? And this team is number one and number two in the nation. I think there's a lot of ifs and hoping, right? And then you come to the Cajuns, and I don't know who the Sunday pitcher is. They don't know who the Sunday pitcher is. I think a lot is up in the air. I'm just hoping the Cajuns score a few runs. Can the Cajuns baseball team keep up with the Cajun softball team? Just maybe a little bit? Probably not. I'm just hoping they score some runs. They got to push some runs across the board. All right. That's what Robichaux is counting on. More on base percentage, more slugging percentage, all right? They need to be able to score runs from first base. They can't take three hits to score runs. They can't be, the Cajuns can't be station-to-station team, all right? Our buddy Mike, Winwood first in the Spencer Davis group, then started traffic Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds, and I think that was with David Crosby, then joined John Mayall Blues Band. Yeah, I knew I was going to get some help from my music guru. All right. Surprised Chuck Wood hasn't chirped it yet. All right. But he will if he knows we're talking about it. Oh, I got a Beatles movie for you, Cody. Great Beatles movie coming out this summer. We'll be back after this again. Danny Broussard talking high school hoops. 7:45. Stay tuned. More Sports Chat. 1037. The Game. All right, go to the clubhouse on 1037thegame.com and your chance to win our annual tour experience with the Chittimacha Louisiana Open. All right, I mean, these prizes are amazing. You get a new Callaway Epic Flash Driver from golfballs.com. You get a spot in the 1037 The Game foursome in the Louisiana Open Pro-Am. You get a dozen golf balls to lose in the 1037 The Game foursome Pro-Am in the Louisiana Open. And you get the Skybox tickets to all 4 days. The food and drink are worth it. But you got to be in the clubhouse on 1037thegame.com to enter and to win. All right. It is the 2019 Golf Tour Experience powered by golfballs.com. Chittimacha Louisiana Open, 1037 The Game, and 1037thegame.com.
If you're searching for something meaningful that will enhance your life, this is not the guy to talk to. Now, back to Sports Chat with Dave Schultz on 1037 The Game.
Our buddy Brody Miller's at it. This is our important stuff, Cody. This thing changes on a regular basis, right? Walk-up songs. You know, when I got into baseball, I don't know if that was even a thing. I've told this story before, right? Have I told this story before? Paul Gonzalez in 1992, third baseman. Can we play, you know, Baby Got Back? I don't even know what the song was at the time. That's his walk-up song, Baby Got Back. All right, a couple of guys, Cajun Blaze, B. Bernard 6, basically telling me to shut up, Dave. Stop being so dramatic. Stop being dramatic. Cajun and Tigers will both have people step up. It happens every year. I mean, I hope so. But do we think Zach Hess is going from a 5 ERA to a 2.5 ERA? And Cajun Blaze says Austin Perrin will start Sunday. All right, that's actually a pretty good guess. All right, Brad Newell has a question at LSU Tiger Backer. Who's the biggest threat to steal, stretch a single, beat a throw on a bunt squeeze? Is that all the same? Is that all the same person, Cody? Who comes to mind when you hear that? It's not Josh Smith. It's not Zach Watson, right? Isn't it Antoine Duplantis? I'd say Mondo right. Duplantis if he played, but
right. Unless there's some young right. freshman or something or transfer, I don't know of off the top
not
of my
Mike
head.
Not Mike Bianco.
That's super fast or something. I don't know.
Broussard or Hughes aren't that kind of speed guy, right? And Cabrera's a power hitter. Mm-hmm. No. I think that answers Duplantis, but we'll ask. We appreciate it. Keep on giving us suggestions on our Facebook page at 1037 The Game, at 1037 The Game. What questions do you have for Paul Maneri? All right, he's coming up at 8:32. Danny Broussard, 7:45, talking area high school hoops, and he sandbagged us last week about the tough matchup against Northside. All right, 7060111, 7060111. Let's put this Shut Up Dave poll question, Cody. How do Pelican fans feel about Becky Hammon as a potential coach? I think it would be great. I think it would be great. It'd be something new. Don't kid yourself. A little bit of a PR stunt. All right, a little bit. Obviously, when you're the first, there's a little bit of PR involved. All right, she doesn't have quite the experience that some of these guys have, right, in terms of head coaching experience. Shaka Smart, obviously been a head coach for about a decade now. I think the European guy's been a head coach for a long time. Musselman, head coach for Nevada for a handful of years now and having success last year and this year. And has NBA experience, all right? Jerry Stackhouse played, excelled in the NBA, and has been assistant coach for a bit. But Becky Hammon's got to have just as much experience as Jerry Stackhouse outside of the playing in the NBA, and then she played in the WNBA, so she's got playing experience. I think it would be great. I think it would be great. Something different, all right? Here's the key to all of that, all right? You got to be on the same page as your star player, and in this case, it's Drew Holiday. And I guess Jahlil Okafor. All right, you got to be on the same page. And it doesn't matter what sex you are. If you're not on the same page, it doesn't matter, right? LeBron James, not on the same page as David Platt. See ya. If the star player isn't buying into the coach, it doesn't matter what the deal is in that relationship. It's not going to work. So if Becky Hammon can get on the same page, or Drew and Jahlil on her page, whatever that page is, it'll work out because they'll be the leaders. Right? And does it matter, Cody? This is a little interesting wrinkle, right? I mean, I guess she's a professional soccer player. Is she a professional soccer player? She certainly played on the world stage, right? Drew Holiday's married to a Team USA soccer player.
Yeah, Lauren.
Yeah.
You know, and she's professional. There's a WMLS or something
okay.
like
all
that.
Right.
Yeah, she played.
Well, she's had all kinds of health issues.
Right. Was it an eye issue?
Yeah. At the same time having a baby.
Right.
Right. Had to have the baby before she could take care of the eye.
And then that was like almost immediately following the World Cup.
The last one, the World Cup. And Drew missed some time to take care of the kid and to take care of his wife.
Right.
So does that help the situation?
It endeared him to the fans for sure.
Sure. But does it help that? Yeah, he sees it from that kind of point of view, right? I mean,
Right.
That's about as big a thing as it was a few years ago, was the Women's World Cup.
And it's coming back around now.
Yeah. Here. Is it here?
I want to say yeah, actually. I don't.
Okay.
I'm not certain, but.
So I don't know if that makes a difference. I don't know if I'm stereotyping or not.
Well, I mean, it's a lesser.
Don't tell me it doesn't make a difference a little bit. When Tom Brady is married to Giselle.
That was the exact example.
And he doesn't have to take the money.
Yeah.
I've saw some other people during the Super Bowl week say that. Someone's been saying it for a long time. We've been mentioning on that. That has a little bit to do with it, right? He doesn't need to max out for the Patriots.
Right.
He never has. By the time he was going to, his wife was making more money. That has something to do with it, not breaking the bank. It does, whether we like it or not. And in my case, I like it.
if Drew Brees was with Scarlett Johansson and her Avengers money, then he wouldn't need the biggest contract from the Saints.
Correct.
There would be less concern about that.
That's right.
Just trying to bring it home.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Right? But now Drew Holiday sees what it is like to have, you know, a spouse that plays on the World Cup stage and on professional stage. So I think, obviously, it's not a coaching thing. It's a little bit different when she's the player, right? And isn't the head coach, wasn't the head coach of the women's soccer team a man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't a woman, oddly enough. So, I think it's a great idea. Vote at day of 1037 the game. At 1037 the game. What'd you put up there, Cody?
Actually,
what were your choices? Did I give you choices?
I just asked if you want Becky Hammon to be the next head coach of the Pelicans.
Yes, no, shut up, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I tagged Becky Hammon in it.
You did tag Becky Hammon. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay.
Well, this was in the positive light. I'm going to give her some love.
Well, I hope so.
Well, from my perspective.
Okay.
I guess
yeah, well, you know, we'll see how the vote goes. I'm voting yes.
I as well.
Sir. I am voting yes. I mean, compared to what we got.
Well, exactly.
Here.
And if you're losing,
right.
Hear me out, because you said it yourself, it even in the slightest, it's sort of a publicity type thing if they were to
hire.
That's
part
her.
Of that. Right?
Or, exactly.
You don't want it to be purely a publicity
Correct.
Stunt, right? Let's be honest. All right. The idea is to win, okay?
Right.
Jackie Robinson couldn't do it for purely PR reasons, because that wasn't going to be good PR.
No.
He was trying to win. Branch Rickey was like, this guy's good. We need to win, right? We're in a city with the Yankees.
Right.
They win every year. I need to do what is best for my team to win. We're going to take a PR hit. Now, that's way a long time ago.
Right. But I get your point.
But how far are we from it, right? I mean, the Browns just signed Kareem Hunt.
Right.
All right. And if I put it out there, if you want to take politics out of it, if you can't do this, right? Who do you think gives your team the best chance to win, right? Joe Flacco, Case Keenum, or Colin Kaepernick? And to me, it's not even close.
No?
It's not even close. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am that the Broncos have been eliminated from the AFC 2.5 months before the NFL draft. You want Flacco? You got him, baby. What do the Jaguars do? Case Keenum? Yeah!
Who would have thought the Broncos would long for the days of a broken Peyton Manning?
Or Brock Osweiler.
Or even.
Is he still there? Did he go back? Isn't he there?
He needs to be in one of these other leagues now. I think it's safe to say Brock Osweiler needs to go play football somewhere else.
The whole idea of Colin Kaepernick wanting to play football, and he's going to do it at the AAF level, stop. Okay? The man's not stupid. I'm not. You want me playing in front of an inexperienced? It's not about the money per se. You want me playing in front of an inexperienced offensive line, really, for a couple hundred grand? Not that I think he's going to play anywhere else anytime soon, but I'm certainly not going to put my health in danger at that level. Boy, we switched topics there real quick.
They all have the same theme to them,
right?
But a different topic, but same theme.
No. All right, Danny Broussard coming up next, talking STM High. And area high school basketball. All right, back after this on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7. The game. For the they call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of. Cody's getting good at this. You may have a living being a producer, Cody. You're getting good. All right. Mark Zinno from Atlanta coming up 8:17, talking Georgia basketball, maybe even a little bit of Georgia football. LSU heading out to Athens this weekend. And Paul Maneri, 8:32, talking LSU baseball. Let's talk a little high school basketball, shall we? STM boys basketball coach Danny Broussard was sandbagging last week. Oh, Northside's a tough matchup. We lost both times last week. Danny Broussard. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. What? Other than a little cold coming on, I'm doing great.
All right. What was that final score, STM Northside?
It's a good question. Maybe something like the 72-58.
Oh, like all right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you old sandbagging dude, you.
Yeah. Well, Dave, you know it's a fun, you know, basketball's a funny game, man. You just never know. But we really put together a really good game against Northside, both offensively and defensively. But I thought our offense really on film saw maybe had a chance to push the ball up. That Northside's defensive transition wasn't real good, and we really got the ball out. Dave, what's good about us is we're almost all guards, you know, with the exception of Caleb Holtz being our center, you know. And so I told him whoever gets a Raider is a very good ball handler. With the rest of us are all guards. So we kind of had a game plan going in that whoever got the rebound, we're just going to go out with it. If there was a made basket, obviously, what we always do. But on a miss, we were going to just take it and go and run our lanes. And I tell you, we probably got about 6 to 7 layups, which, again, you know, we've had some issues scoring the basketball. But that kind of made it got a jump start a little bit going. And I think that was a big reason for our success against Northside.
Yeah, but Jacob Holstein really isn't, you know, your center. He stands in the corner waiting to shoot threes.
he's good at it, but he's not
posting anybody up, right? He could.
Yeah, and he's not a big post up player, but he has been getting a little bit better on the inside. We've been working a little bit on that, and he has gotten a little bit better on the inside. But so that was a good one. And then obviously the win Tuesday night against Carrancourt was really huge for us. It's all about power points right now and how you get your seating. You know, because that'll come out Monday, Dave. The seating for all the pairings. So obviously next Thursday. I'll have all the matchups for you. We're gonna have a lot of teams in our area making the state playoffs, a ton of them. And I think we have a ton of them have a good chance to win some state championships here in the near future. So, the Carrancourt win was just huge for us because it'll bump us up from I think we had dropped to number 9, and right, we looked at it last night. We're currently number 6 right now, so we went from 9 to 6, and. Dave, with a win over Rain on Friday, we have a possibility of getting all the way up to number 4, which that would be huge because that would mean 2 home games before the top 28. You know, we're hoping to get there. I don't know. We know we lost a couple of tough games that has hurt our power rankings, but we have a chance if we can finish up strong against Rain on Friday.
A lot of this, coach, and it doesn't matter what sport you play, it's not necessarily the best team that wins. It tends to be the healthiest team. Are we getting healthier?
No doubt about that. No doubt about that. And it's funny you mentioned that, Dave, against Carrancourt. One of our guys who played really well this summer was Reese Melanson. And he had a severe, one of the worst ankle injuries I've ever had. I don't know if he would have been better off breaking it. But December 7th, he didn't play again until, I want to say, January 15th. He missed like 5 to 6 weeks. And so... and again, Reese is one of those guys that can hit that outside shot for us, Dave, that we've been, you know, talking about all year long, kind of struggling from. And he came up huge against Carrancourt. I mean, Jaden had 29, and he was almost unstoppable. But at the same time, Reese threw in 3 3-pointers, and that was a big, big plus for us against Carrancourt. So, talking about the injury bug, we're finally getting healthy. Raider now pretty much, I would say he's almost close to 100%. So, yeah, we're at the right time of the year, and we're getting healthy. Although Jack... Besh did miss the game, but his back's kind of acting up, and we figured, we got one more game, then we have a whole week off. So we said, look, let's hold him out and give him 2 whole weeks to get ready for the state playoffs, because obviously that's more important than this last district game. So we held Jack Besh out, who's been giving us some great minutes. But besides that, we're healthy, yes.
What would be the big difference between being a 4 seed and a 6 seed?
Well, the 6 seed is going to have to play on the road in the quarters.
Okay.
Whereas the four seed would be able to host. When it gets to the quarters, the rule in the state of Louisiana now, it hadn't always been that way. Used to be it was the last team that traveled got to be the home team. But then we passed a rule about 4 years ago that said You know, they figured the state quarterfinal game was obviously an important game, and it gets to the Final Four. So they said, we passed a rule that said the higher seed in the state quarterfinals would always host. So that's why four would be much better than six, and the fact that we'd get to host. If we're a six seed, we get to host the first round game, but then have to travel for the quarters.
Talking to Danny Broussard, head coach of STM. All right, who you got this weekend?
Well, we got the Rain Wolves.
Oh, that's what you said. Yeah,
Rain, scary team, Dave, because the Rain has they're the best 3-point shooting team in our league. Now, you know, the old adage that you live and die by the three, and that is correct. And we won. Rain has only lost two home games all year at their gym. They lost to us and the Cannon Crow. And against us, they did not have a great shooting night. Now, you know, you like to say that, well, our defense was part of that, and I'm hoping it was. But at the same time, they are very capable. They have three really good shooters. So when you play a team like that, it's always scary because if they get hot, you know, how do you stop? You know, and Dave, I'm not lying to you. Opening tip at Rain, they got the opening tip. This kid took two dribbles, and I'm telling you, he was 40 feet away. He took two dribbles and launched it from right there. I'm like, what's going on? I thought they were throwing a lob pass, to be honest with you.
Right.
I'm like, what is going on? And, I mean, he missed it, but it just hit the front of the rim.
Oh.
You know, just missed it. But, you know, that's the team they are. They got the green light. They can shoot from deep. And they have three really capable shooters. All three of those guys capable of scoring 20. So, we really, you know, now I challenge our guys out. You know how it is in the dressing room. We're all fired up and beating Cannon Crow on the road at their gym. They had beaten us twice this year in both barn burners, and we really played one of our better
both
games.
Both in your gym. Yeah, they got you twice.
They got us twice in our gym, yeah, and we go to them and win. I mean, again, basketball's a crazy game, Dave. But you know, our guys are all pumped up, and I told them, look, I'm going to enjoy it as much as you do. I'm fired up as well. But I said, man, we have to close this out with a win over Rain because, you know, again, that if we lose to Rain, that fourth seed is not even possible. If we win, we got a chance. So it's a huge game for us, you know. And look, it's a huge game for them as well. It's not like they're coming in not playing for nothing because, you know, they're like sitting at number 20, you know. And so a win there could propel them, you know, up a higher too. So,
sure.
So it's a big game for both of us, you know. And so it's going to be senior night. I'm, you know, proud of our seniors. We got a great bunch of seniors and, just going to be celebrating their last regular season home game. And we only played the Rain coach called me. I think he has some injuries, so he asked not to play a JV game. We finished up our JV season 23-1.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
have you set up your Christmas tournament yet? I have not heard back from my guy. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, we were mentioning that. Like, we need to try to find out. But, no, we're still we have about 12 teams right now that are committed, and we're looking to fill that last four spots. And we usually wait for the top 28. You know, and I call it the top 28. It's not the official name, March Madness. But we always go there and looking for a team that has a lot of juniors that, you know, really good to invite them. But we're filling up. The Sun Kids are going to be good again next year. It's going to be really good, yeah. So, anyway, Friday night, last regular season game for all the teams, and then the brackets will come out on Monday. Hey, Dave, maybe what we can do is maybe Tuesday morning we could come in and give just a little quick bracket update for all the people
you bet.
To know who the playoffs are. Yeah,
we'll put
it on the Tuesday lineup. We'll do that.
Good idea. All right, next week we got Emily Giangranco and Shakira Martin filling in on Thursday, so you'll get an extra phone call.
Oh, man, much better looking than you. That's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. All right, you've been happily married for a long time. You got any advice for Cody?
Just tell Cody to when you nod your head, tell him to go up and down, not left and right.
10-4, boss. 10-4.
Yeah, up and down.
All right. Also, he's in a little sticky wicket here. He's getting married Saturday, so
yeah,
it's his anniversary is always going to be 2 days after Valentine's Day. What does he do about that?
That's bad timing.
He doesn't have an answer for that.
Bad timing. Just get two of everything when he goes by.
There you go. Well done. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, Cody, congratulations, man. I hope you have a great wedding and honeymoon.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
You bet. Take care, Dave.
Thank you. All right. We'll talk to him Tuesday. Again, I'm going out to L.A. There's a sports talk conference. I'm going to learn how to actually do this thing. After 5.5 years, we're going to go out and get some tips on how to do what we're doing. Probably not talk about Cody's wedding, but that's so much fun. That's so much fun. All right, we'll reset. Top of the hour. Mark Zeno, 817, talking Georgia basketball, Paul Mannieri, 832 LSU baseball. Back after this.
The Ellenberg.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette. This is Acadiana Sports Station. 1037 The Game and 1037thegame.com. KLWB, Karen Crow Lafayette. Just after 8 o'clock. And Sports Chat with Dave Schultz starts now. Connect on Facebook or follow on Twitter at 1037 The Game.
It's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils.
Listen live with the 1037 The Game mobile app or online at 1037thegame.com.
All right, place your bets, place your bets. Here we are.
And now, Dave Schultz.
Super team.
It's on right now.
Nice. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's
Day. All right. We saw Huey a couple years ago. I think he's done touring, right? He can't hear. He's gone deaf.
Really?
He played in the Pebble Beach. He played in the...
Is that from just doing shows?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Wow. But you know what? That's hardcore.
Still on with Justin Time.
That's hardcore, though, to do that many shows in your life, that rocking and that, like...
That's, again, he's not like, you know... I mean, this may be the hardest song that they have, right?
When I say hard, I just mean
a
like...
A lot of his songs are like doo-wop. Right.
I just mean play, like the music is turned up. He's putting on a I don't mean necessarily headbanging, rocking.
Well, it's not. That's the thing. So that's why it's kind of sad. But I guess if you're standing in front of a bunch of speakers, you know.
For how many years? I mean, I don't know how long they've been around. But
early 80s. And I'm sure that they were around before, you know.
So.
Their big song.
35 to 40-ish years, I guess.
You want to play another? You got another one. This is actually my favorite Huey Lewis song. Do You Believe in... Love. All right. Speaking of songs, again, this is a thing now. We got the LSU walkout songs.
I saw the article.
All right. NOLA.com is this from our boy Brody the Great. And we call him Brody the Great because his middle name is Alexander. So it's Brody Alexander. Brody the Great. Daniel Cabrera, I Like It. Is that, it says clean. Is it I Like It Clean or is that just in the clean version?
No, right. Well, that's right. Florida.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, Cardi
oh.
B.
Oh. I like it like that. I like it like that.
I don't know that.
She sampled. It's an older song that she sampled and now raps kind of over it.
All right.
Kind of like Aerosmith and Run DMC.
There you go. All right. Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin. All right. Hal Hughes, Devil Eyes. Josh Smith, a little welcome back from Mace. I mean, that's old school, right?
Mace is 90s, right?
He doesn't. Yeah. He's like a preacher now. He's not even in business anymore. Drew Bianco, A Little Earth, Wind, and Fire. A little old school, right? Probably comes from dad. A little Let's Groove, right? Gavin Duga. Billy Squire. The Stroke.
The Stroke is like it's a swing.
You know the song?
I know Stroke In, but I don't know if I know The Stroke.
I mean, he's talking about hitting.
That's what he's talking about. Yeah.
I think that's what Billy Squire's
talking
about.
I don't think that's what the song's about. Lost in translation.
Not really. Not in the song. Giovanni DJ Como. All right, now that's the him and Landon Marceau are kind of, I don't want to say the wild cards, but the guys who are supposed to do something. He's supposed to play. All right, this guy is the new Antoine Duplantis. There's just no spot for him because Duplantis and Watson weren't supposed to come back. That's a question we'll ask him. How surprised are you to come back? And as important as the recruiting class is, think of all the guys you recruited to come back.
Right, that was something I was curious about as well. Is, you know, you told me a couple weeks ago that because the lineup, so many guys returning, we may not see Paul Mannieri tinker as much early in the year with the lineup like we've seen in the past, where like every game in a weekend, there's three different lineups he's running out
there. I
think
on the weekend it's going to be sort of settled, and I think during the week is when he's going to give some guys a chance. I mean, you got
to
give.
See, that would be curious is when we're going to see guys. Right. Like, when do we get to see those guys try to make a mark?
All right. Antoine Duplantis, Saint Motel, my type.
Yeah, always. 4 years.
All right. There you go. Zach Watson, here comes a hop stepper. Oh, man.
Is that? That's not true, Fushnikits. Who is that?
Eni Komaze?
Okay. I mean, I don't
know. You know the song, though, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Here comes a hot stuff.
Right. It's like an old hip hop
type
song.
Yeah. All right. Eric Walker, Disciples. Landon Marceau, Jambalaya.
Oh, that's Hank Williams.
The Mudbugs.
Oh, the Mudbugs. Okay.
So, I mean, how about this one? God's Gonna Cut You Down, Johnny Cash, Saul Garza.
Hey. Whatever puts you in the zone.
Bram Broussard, the Quad City DJs. Woo, woo.
Oh, is that
Space Jam? He's doing Space
Jam.
Oh,
come on, right. Oh, okay, Space Jam.
Yeah. Is that a song? But the Quad City DJs did the whole, was it the train or something like that?
Come on, ride the train. It's the choo choo train.
Can I tell you? That was mid '90s, right?
I mean, I've got to be.
I was in there. I was in the Quad Cities, in Peoria, but we would travel.
You riding the train, Dave?
Yeah. Here's your Flow Rider song, "My House," Chris Reed.
Oh, yeah, that was the WrestleMania theme song.
Well, ask him about Chris Reed. That's a good question. You don't often hear coaches say mistakes.
The prodigal son.
He said, I made a mistake. I made a boo-boo. And that's nice of him to say. All right. Will Rapol, Can't Hold Me Down. Nick Storrs. Does Nick Storrs get a song?
Officially, I guess.
Hyper Real.
You won't hear that one, though.
Right. Brock Mathis, Crazy. Little Boozy. Little Boozy?
Boozy. Yeah, right. Little
Boozy. Is he from here?
Yeah, from Baton Rouge. Sherwood Forest.
All right. Billy Squire, The Stroke is a great song. I bet you remember it when you hear it.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's telling me, Mike Mitchell. Mitchell, why don't you think I have that song on cassette tape in my double-sided cassette tape holder? Right? We don't go around with 32 cassette tapes. We got 128 cassette tapes. I know the song. I'm surprised he knows the song. Stroke me. AJ Labas gets a song. It's about to get good. Matthew Beck, Ready Made. Devin Fontenot, All of the Lights, Kanye. Chase Costello, I mean, Foreigner, Jukebox Hero. How do they know these songs? Can I tell you? Jukebox Hero is like seventh grade for me.
Maybe he's seen Rock of Ages.
Is that like Foreigner 4? That's one of the great albums.
I don't know which album it is, but.
Yeah. Clay Moffitt, Waiting for the Thunder. All right. Zach Hess, Black Eyes. Bradley Cooper.
It's from the movie. It's got to be from the movie, right? If it's a Bradley Cooper song, absolutely. It's got to be from the movie.
Riggs Threadgill, I Love a Rainy Night, Eddie Rabbit.
Oh, that's a baseball name. Riggs Threadgill?
Right. See, that sounds more like a NASCAR name to me.
But, Riggs.
Right. All right. Todd Peterson, Can't Stop, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Jaden Hill, No Smoke.
Can't Stop.
Braden Doty, Rainy Days, Boogie. All right. Here we go. Rye Gunter, Renegade. Styx.
Oh,
yeah.
You got one, Dave. You got one.
Mikhail Hilliard, Run In Here, and Easton McMurray, California Love, Tupac. So the clean, they have clean in here, so they have the clean versions of all of these. How often are they allowed to change these? Oh, we got a little Def Leppard. I missed Def Leppard. Pour Some Sugar on Me, Trent Vietmeyer, and Aaron George, Seven Nation Army, The White Stripes.
Ding, 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 ding,
right?
Ding, ding,
right. Ding. Was that like, the cliche opening to in between the introductions and the jump ball?
It was
NBA, right?
It's that song that was made in the 2000s, but somehow everyone thinks it was made in the mid 90s. It just has that clap.
It's not that far away, but no, it wasn't like 2002, 2003.
Right, but it has a classic rock feel.
I know where I was hanging out when that song would play in a lot. Hanging out at a Rutgers bar, the Olive Branch.
The Olive Branch. Peace be with you.
Yeah. That's where I saw, Bartman. Too soon?
Bartman?
Bartman. Too soon?
See, you really, because you see, there's a big difference in my mind between Bartman and Bartman.
Very big difference. Sorry about that.
Because I got excited for a second, but then you said too soon, and I had to think for a second.
My bad. Yeah. Because I was all excited.
Hey, I forgive Bartman. Bartman is all is forgiven.
I was excited to see the Yankees against the Cubs. My Yankees were already in it. And I was excited to see the Cubs. And that just didn't happen.
No.
Oh, no. And that may be before texting.
Oh, probably. Huh?
Before
it was mainstream, at least, for sure.
I mean, I don't think I had it.
I don't even know if I had a cell phone. I was 13, I think.
Right. No, that may have been before texting. 706-0111. 706-0111. I do think there's a lot of questions. All right. For LSU. And apparently we got more for UL. I mean, the lineup, I think, was pretty set for Maneri. Wish I had it in front of me. The question is, when does Saul Garza get into the catcher's role? All right, that's going to be middle of March, I think, end of March. And, you know, do Hale Hughes and Broussard hold down their positions defensively, second and third base? Catching, how's that go? First base, how does that go? Does DiGiacomo get in there? But again, Zach Hess is going to cut his ERA by two runs. I mean, we hope so, right? I mean, he's got to go more. He can't be going five innings. He can't go five innings on a Friday every Friday. That's just going to ruin the bullpen for the rest of the weekend. That was why, you know, an Aaron Nola and a Lang and a, you know, at the time, 1 year, Jared Poche, he was eating some innings. You know, now Jared would put you on a little roller coaster, but then all of a sudden, you know, he's done 20 pitches in one inning, and all of a sudden he's done 20 pitches in like three innings, and all of a sudden, you know, he's in the bottom of the sixth and he's got to get through one more inning. So we'll see. Again, the Cajuns have two starters. I don't know who's in the outfield. That wasn't announced yet. They're set at, I guess, first, Daniel Lahaire. Set at second with Hunter Castles. And they're set at short with Hayden Cantrell. We'll see if Hanson is behind the plate, how often that is. Probably not every day. But right now you don't have one backup. You got two, which is more than the Cajuns have had in recent memory. So, what, Cole McKinnon, right? And one other guy. We'll see who that is. So that's good. So we'll find out who's at third base. And we'll find out who's – I mean, Daniel Lahaire is moving for a reason, that the outfield is jammed. Plus, I mean, I don't know if this was nonchalant he mentioned, but he said, you know, his torn labrum is acting up. Well, that doesn't get better, you know, playing baseball. You hope it doesn't hurt him while he's hitting. Let's see, who is the Cole McKinnon is, and Sebastian Toro, all right, out of Puerto Rico. All right, so those are a couple of catchers. All right, we'll talk to Paul Maneri after the bottom of the hour, and we'll see if Mark Zinno is coming up. I was supposed to text him. All right, we'll do that next. On Acadia, Zinno is going to come on and preview a little Georgia basketball, maybe a little even Georgia football. LSU traveling to take on the Bulldogs this weekend. Back after this, 103.7, The Game. I want to love you all over. All right. We're efforting Mark Zinno. That's on me. I'm supposed to give him a warning. That's on me. The 2.5-minute warning didn't work. All right. Little Huey Lewis in the news.
All blinded right. By love today, Dave.
Right. Right, right. Happy Valentine's Day. Where? Hold on. So you had a, let me get this straight. You had a rehearsal dinner last night.
Right.
Now you got to go to Valentine's dinner tonight?
Right.
Is there a Waffle House in New Rose?
There isn't, no. Oh, okay. We're keeping it pretty simple. It's a Valentine's Day.
Are you telling me that Waffle House is not simple?
No, that's oh, what, but right. That I was, right. You're not in the same ball. We're going right. To Walk-Ons.
All right. Is there Walk-Ons in New Rose? You're going to bed?
Zachary.
Okay.
There's one in Zachary. Now,
how far away is that from you?
30-ish minutes. It's about what to Baton Rouge. But if you're landing at the airport in Baton Rouge,
right,
the Zachary Walk-Ons is on your way to more on your way to New Roads than okay. The one by LSU.
Got it.
And Nick from Connecticut is landing today.
Oh, is that the best man?
No, but he's in the wedding.
Okay,
he's my little brother.
Oh, your brother's the best man. Okay.
But he's in the wedding and he's landing today, right. And so we're gonna meet at Zachary's at the Walk-Ons out there, and
got
so
it.
It's Valentine's Day dinner with a buddy, but I mean, when your buddy's flying in from halfway across the country,
you get him walk-ons.
Yeah. Well, he wanted walk. It was his choice.
Oh, his choice.
Okay. Even Kaylee was like, it doesn't matter because she's low key for the most part.
Anything on tonight?
I don't know. There's a Pelican. There's a Pelicans game, I guess.
Oh, there you go.
So
that's
there's
something
that'll
we
be
hoping
on.
That they lose. Who do they got?
The Thunders.
Maybe we should start talking about that. We haven't talked about that at all, right? We got 31 straight 30-point games from James Harden. And 10 straight triple-doubles from Russell Westbrook.
And we know the Knicks have been bad for a long, long, long time.
18 in a row.
But they've never been this bad.
18 in a row. My goodness. And the NBA is telling the Pelicans don't tank? Stop. Stop, 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 stop.
The All Pelicans right. Are going to be right. That kid that, but what about right. Him? And what about him? And right. What about him?
Uh-huh. the head coach of the Knicks, you know, are you? He had a good line, an honest line. You know, are you worried that and Enes Kanter has been released, right? I think he ended up in Portland. You know, are you worried that Enes Kanter is going to cause problems in the locker room? And he goes, what are we going to do, lose more games? They've already, they had 1-9 at the time or something like that. So, yeah, talk about that. That's, you know, that's pretty impressive, those guys. I haven't seen a whole lot of Thunder or Rockets outside of, you know, when the AD-less Pelicans actually beat them. All right, let's see what our poll questions are. And if you have any questions, we did get one question. Oh, yeah. Who is the biggest threat to steal, stretch a single, and beat a throw on a bunt squeeze? That from LSU Tiger Backer. We appreciate that. Let's see what the poll questions are. Is Cody screwed by having to buy both Valentine's Day and anniversary gifts 2 days apart every year? 60% say yes. No love for you, Cody. 23% say no. That's Kaylee and Kaylee's office. And 17% telling me to shut up. And others, like Mike Revere and Jonathan Fields, you got to buy two gifts. And they repeat, as apparently talking from experience, I repeat, don't ever buy one gift for both.
With emphasis.
But what if it's a vacation?
If
I mean,
vacation,
outside of like a car. But what if it's like a week-long deal? Valentine's Day and the anniversary. That's a one present.
Valentine's
right?
Day falls on a Friday, and then that would mean the anniversary would be on a Sunday.
Yeah, so say you take a 4-day weekend
right,
to
take
New
off
Orleans.
Friday. Yeah, I personally would think that counts.
Or you do Country Music Fest, or, well, in your case, WrestleMania.
Right, there you go. See, exactly. See, she's lucky. WrestleMania is always in April, so she's lucky.
Oh,
but,
there you go. All right.
I mean, I personally would say because it spans both days.
Right.
But then you also have to think when you're on a vacation, I guess. And Valentine's Day is during the. You're still going to take her out.
Well, it's still going to be dinner
on vacation.
Right? You're still going to get
yeah.
a little something,
right?
Right? But that's going to be the gift,
right? And on our anniversary on the vacation, you would do the same. Go get dinner, probably, or
sure.
something, but not
sure.
not necessarily sure. maybe buy you yeah. pearls
right.
or anything.
Right. Right. all right. Didn't we have another one? Oh no, we just asked if you have any other suggestions for Cody wedding wise. 706-0111. 706-0111. Again, talking a little LSU. Again, I don't know if I'm pessimistic or optimistic. I certainly am hoping that everybody's right, that LSU is in the run for the national championship. Of course I am. I haven't had that run yet. A couple years ago, almost did. And then Eric Walker got hurt, and then that was kind of the end of that. So I haven't been a part of that yet. I haven't seen an LSU team, baseball or a basketball team or a football team, play for a national championship or even in that conversation after losing to Alabama ever since I got here. I am thrilled to death about the basketball team. Remember, you know, you people can jump on my bandwagon because I told you it could go from the NIT to the Final Four in 1 year, only basing that on who the recruits were and not even knowing anything about the recruits, but just basing it on the class. That's how quickly it can turn around. And this basketball team, depending on what happens, Kentucky and Tennessee is going to be favored in every single ball game remaining. Outside of Tennessee blows out Kentucky, LSU's going to be favored. It may not be a lot over Tennessee. And even if Tennessee's favored, it's only going to be by a couple of points. Unless, of course, LSU, you know, stubs their toe against Georgia or Florida, then that will be out the door. But otherwise, they get Georgia, Florida twice, Alabama, and Vanderbilt. They're going to be favored against everybody.
All right.
And depending on the matchups, depending on the matchups and where and how you are seated, they could be in good shape. You know, can they avoid, you know, you want to avoid a Duke until, you know, the Elite Eight, if you can. And maybe Duke gets upset, right? I mean, if you can lose to Syracuse, you can lose to anybody. And I know they weren't healthy. Reddish was out. Trey Jones got hurt. So I absolutely know that. But it's all about the matchups when they, it's all about the matchups when you get in the NCAA tournament. Jake from State Farm says he's not sure they're going to be favorites against Bama. I mean, if they only lose to Tennessee, what are they, 20-4? 21, 22, 22-5, 23-5, they're going to be favored against Bama 23-5. May not be by a bunch, but it'll be 23-5. All right. It is what it is. They'll be favored against every team. And Florida's not good. Vanderbilt isn't good. Their guy got hurt. Their point guard got hurt. And Florida is a... Florida's a 500 team right now, like 12-11. And I don't know what they did this week. But that game, the game that scares me is that last game on the road before the Vandy game, because that's Florida's whole season. That will be Florida's whole season, to win that game at the end of the game, end of the season, before the SEC tournament, to make themselves feel good about their whole season. So that would be the game that scares me. And obviously this weekend has got letdown game written all over it. You heard Chris Blair tell us yesterday that Will Wade, they couldn't get him off the radio before he started talking about Georgia. And, you know, because we can all see that one coming, all right? We can all see a slow start against Georgia and maybe not overcoming it, right? I don't think that's going to be the case, but I guess we're playing the results, you know. I told you so. They should take care of Georgia, right? And that's the game out of all these games, Missouri, Arkansas, A&M. The one game that Will Wade was upset about was the Georgia game. They were kind of lackadaisical. Never really in danger of losing that game compared to Arkansas, which they did lose, and Missouri, which they should have lost. But he wasn't happy with the way they played and their intensity. All right. Maybe we'll get Zeno tomorrow. All right, we can do that tomorrow. Not the worst thing in the world. We roll with it on a happy Valentine's Day. Head coach of your LSU Fighting Tigers, Paul Menary, coming up next on a Valentine's Day Sports Chat on 103.7 The Game.
Supply.
All right, another great gift in our 103.7 The Game Clubhouse. It is a $150 gift certificate to Mr. Lester's Steakhouse, located inside Cypress Bayou Casino Hotel. You got to be part of the clubhouse. Enter in 103.7thegame.com. It's a $150 gift certificate to Mr. Lester's Steakhouse, located inside Cypress Bayou. So close, you can taste it. It's all powered by Cypress Bayou Casino Hotel, 103.7 The Game, and 103.7thegame.com.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills.
What they are, we don't exactly know yet. This is Sports Chat with Dave Schultz on 103.7 The Game.
All right, LSU baseball. Where are we, about 36 hours before we open up? A little bit less than that, if I could do some math. My understanding is there would be no math. But they'll take on ULM before the weekend series against the military academies. Let's go out to the Arco Equipment Hotline. Always thrilled to have him on about this time every year. It is the head coach of the LSU Fighting Tigers, Paul Menary. Coach Dave Schultz, thanks very much for joining me on Sports Chat. How are you?
Good to be with you, Dave. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
All right, I'm going
to
throw you a curveball because you're a coach. You know how to handle these things. My producer who called you, Cody, is getting married on Saturday. Valentine's Day is today. How does he handle buying gifts for both days? Every year.
Sounds to me like he's pretty lucky. I don't know.
Well, there you go. All right, that's
one way.
Yeah,
sounds like one trip to some store somewhere, but he'll figure it out.
All right. What does opening day mean to you?
Well, I'll tell you, this is my 37th one. It means I'm getting a lot older. That's what I think it means. Opening day is unlike every other day of the year, Dave. I was telling somebody yesterday, I think I get more nervous and uptight about opening day than I do playing or coaching for a national championship. Opening day, just it's the unknown. You know, you haven't played against another team in another color uniform since last June. You think you've prepared your team. You think you've done everything that is necessary to have them ready to be able to go out and beat a good ball club. But you just never know how everybody's going to react on opening day.
Yeah, but
after game one's over and you're into game two, you feel like you're in mid-season form, but just that first night is always a little bit different.
Yeah, because you still don't really know what you got outside of the guys who play in that ball game. The juices are just a little bit flowing. After that, it just seems to be a normal baseball game.
Exactly. But, you know, it helps when you have some veteran players who have been through it before. And this year we're fortunate to have that situation. we'll probably have six guys in our starting lineup that started last year. And our starting pitcher, Zach Cassick, that was our opening game pitcher last year as well. So, I feel like, the veteran players will kind of lead the way and won't make too much of it. The fans will be excited. The stadium will be packed. The weather is going to be beautiful. A lot of hoopla going around, but it's still a baseball game, and they have to keep reminding those young players it's just a game and you're going out and competing against another team.
All right, let's talk about, obviously you got this great recruiting class, but you did a really good job recruiting the guys to stick around. Zach Hess, Zach Watson, Antoine Duplantis, and yet you got to find a spot for Giovanni Diacomo, who you thought was going to play because, well, you didn't think everybody was going to come back. Obviously, always a hashtag, always on the bright side. How do you find a spot for him to get some action in?
Well, that's a good problem for a coach to have.
Sure.
The problem is when you don't have enough good players to fill the slots. But Giovanni, and his last name, by the way, is pronounced DiGiacomo.
DiGiacomo, okay.
Obviously, you're not Italian.
Right.
Don't worry about it. But Giovanni is really going to be a good player for us. I thought he'd come in and start in center field or right field for us as a freshman, but we were so fortunate that Zach Watson and Antoine Duplantis decided to put off their professional career for one more year and take one more shot at it with LSU. And, of course, with Daniel Cabrera in left field, it didn't leave room for Giovanni. So he's a wonderful kid, though. He's going to be patient. And I'm going to find times to get him in there. I could occasionally put him in as a DH, plus some guys, they'll roll an ankle or have a tight leg muscle, and you get him in there that way. It'll be up to me to get him in there as much as I can so that he gets his feet wet, so that when we really are counting on him, he'll be ready to go.
Talking to the head coach, Paul Maneri, the LSU Tigers. All right, how often do you see Drew Bianco and call him Mike? Because, if you had to guess who his father is, it wouldn't be a hard guess. He looks just like him.
He does. He's a little bit bigger version, I think, of Mike. But he looks just like him. He's built just like him. His face looks like him. There's so many similarities. I think I've only called him Mike a couple of times since he's been here. But, Drew is a good kid, and he's got a lot of talent. He's going to be our starting first baseman tomorrow night on opening night, and hopefully he'll put a couple of good swings off.
All right. What did Zach Hess do to improve over the summer?
Well, he did pretty much everything. He pitched with the USA collegiate team last summer, of which I was the manager. And I think in his three outings, I don't recall him even going three balls on a batter. Mm. So he wasn't afraid to throw the ball over the plate. He threw a lot of strikes. He mixed his changeup in a lot more. He did a good job fielding his position. So I just think Zach is a much more complete pitcher now than he was before. A lot of people don't realize about Zach. He hasn't got much publicity. He didn't even start pitching really until he was like 15 or 16 years old. So he's still a relatively inexperienced pitcher, and he's learning the game, and it takes time. But this kid is a totally dedicated individual. Nobody works harder than him. He's intelligent. He's got great stuff, and I think Zach's ready to blossom into a really outstanding Friday night pitcher.
Talking to Paul Maneri, the head coach of the LSU Tigers. All right, this is what I heard from your Saturday night starter, Landon Marceau. I'll comment on it afterwards and then ask you.
Pressure, depending on how you take pressure as your specific person, but the way I take pressure, it's still baseball. You don't try and make it bigger than what it is. Calm yourself, find a way to calm yourself down and get through it. But, added pressure could be really, really good for us. Make us work a little bit harder than we would, or just things here and there like that would get us through.
I don't know about you, Coach, but that 19-year-old is more mature than I am, and I'm turning 50 in July. How impressive is he?
That's one of the reasons why I have such confidence in him. Not only has he got a lot of talent, but he is very mature and he knows how to deal with it. He's been under the spotlight for a lot of years. He's played for the USA 18 and under team already, pitched against foreign countries with the best players in our country. He was under the scouts' eye every time he stepped onto the field last year. So, listen, there's not much going to fluster Landon Marceau. And I could say the same thing about Jaden Hill. I could say the same thing about Cole Henry and Chase Costello. So, we've got a crew of freshman pitchers that we're very fortunate to have on campus that could very easily sign professionally. They decided not to because they wanted to go to LSU and they felt that was their best route. And they all share that very common characteristic of maturity and ability.
We have some fans for some questions. What do you feel needs the most improvement heading into the season?
Once we start playing, we'll find out pretty quickly where we need to improve.
Right.
My concerns going into the season are not great, great concerns. I told my wife the other day, if the biggest concerns I have are about having a backup catcher, a backup infielder for the left side of the infield, and who's going to play first base, that's usually pretty good. I'm not concerned about who's going to be starting pitchers, whether or not we have enough pitching, whether or not we have enough hitting, and so forth. But when Chris Reed came back and rejoined our team, it really helped our team immensely because it gave us another quality veteran infielder that I could believe in and have confidence in, that if something were to happen, one of our starting players on the left side of the infield, Chris could plug in there and do a great job. I think Drew Bianco has kind of emerged along with Kate Beloso slightly behind him as the two first basemen that we'll count on. And then Saul Garza just keeps getting better and better. We just got to hold our breath, keep our fingers crossed that Brock Mathis doesn't have any kind of significant injury in the first 20 games of the season, because we're a little bit thin behind the plate because of the injury to Garza. But outside of that, I just feel like we've got as good a team as we can put together, and it's just time to go play.
Talking to Paul Maneri, head coach of the LSU Tigers baseball team. You don't hear it very often, Coach. You don't hear coaches say, I made a mistake. Sean McVay said he got out-coached in the Super Bowl, and you said you made a mistake letting Chris Reed go and then bringing him back. What was his reaction when you told him that?
Chris is a wonderful kid, and he's a lovely kid. He really is, and he's a big part of our team. And I was just very honest with him, like I've been his whole career. And so, he and I, believe it or not, have a really great relationship. And so when I told him, I wanted him back, he said, okay. And he looks terrific. He's in better shape than he's ever been in. He's working harder than he's ever worked. And he's playing as well as he's ever played. So I love having him back as a part of the team, and he's going to be a vital player for us.
Another good question from a fan. Which player has improved the most in the offseason?
Oh, I would have to say probably Brandt Broussard. Mm. Brandt came in last year as kind of unsure of himself, a little bit timid infielder from Delgado. He wouldn't talk very much, and he was walking around on eggshells. And now he's a seasoned veteran as a fifth-year senior. He's a leader of the team. He takes things upon himself, shows initiative, playing very confident. And I think that Brandt is in for a big year for us.
All right, let's wrap it up here with the head coach of the LSU Tigers hosting ULM tomorrow. You can hear it right here on Acadiana Sports Station, 107 The Game, and throughout the season, especially once basketball gets out of the way or finishes up. Hopefully it doesn't get out of the way too soon. We want them to do well as well. Now I lost my train of thought. I had one good question for you.
I have one more question for you.
And I totally forget. I got two more questions for you. What's the update on Saul and his rehab?
On who?
On the catcher.
Saul Garza.
Yes.
Well, Saul's, he really is fine. He's 100%. He's going to be in the starting lineup tomorrow night. He can run full speed. He's starting to do a little bit more than he's really given permission to do from a catching standpoint. But the doctors just want to hold off for about 3 more weeks to allow that meniscus tear to, totally heal. And before we get him into a catching stance and start doing all the hard work that a catcher does. But you wouldn't know that he's hurt at all by the way you look at him. And I think we're just being cautious to make sure that there's not a re-aggravation of the injury.
Still looking towards the middle of March, end of March, for his return as a catcher?
Yeah, probably the first week of March he'll start doing practice.
Right.
And it'll probably take about 2 weeks for him to get back into game shape catching-wise.
All right, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about next year, and one of the big recruits for LSU football and baseball is Mo Hampton. Say he does come to LSU and doesn't go pro. How does that work with Coach Ed Orgeron in the spring and spring practice and everything like that? Does he do 2-a-days, play football, and then come play baseball for you?
Yeah. Well, in all honesty, Dave, we'll address that, when the time gets closer. My focus right now is on, tomorrow night starting this season. But I'm just happy that Mo made his decision that he did. We'll see what happens with the pro draft. He's a special, talented athlete. and I hope that he's wearing the purple and gold next year. And if he does, he'll help both the football and the baseball team in a big way.
I am going to sneak one more question in about your favorite player, and you don't like to play favorites, is Antoine Duplantis. I mean, he's only had like 90 hits, 89 hits, and 90 hits. Really consistent. Is he healthy and raring to go? Because I know he tweaked his back a couple weeks ago.
No, he's 100%. Antoine, I was surprised. I think that might have been the first two or three days Antoine's ever missed a practice or a game. He's so durable, and he just comes to play every day. It was just a little freaky thing that he didn't out of bed. He tweaked his back in the morning. So it was a time of year where we could give it the rest to make sure that it didn't become an aggravating problem for him ongoing. So he's 100% healthy. He's locked in. He'll be batting in that three-hole tomorrow night and hopefully driving in some big runs for us.
All right, Paul Mainieri, head coach of the LSU Tigers. I appreciate your time, Coach, and we'll see you at the box. Thank you so much.
Okay, sounds good, Dave. Bye-bye.
All right. See, he's always coaching, Cody. All right, he told me how to say Giovanni's last name. DiGiacomo. I got it. Had to think about DiGiacomo. Accent on the first part there. Instead of Giacomo. DiGiacomo. All right. And I don't know. He said just one trip to the store, but two gifts, Cody. All right, we wrap it up. The limo's coming. We got to go deliver these Valentine's Day gifts. Cody, any gifts out to New Roads? We got to go all the way to New Roads? Is that the listening audience? Can you pick up 103.7 The Game in New
Roads? You can get it at my house. Okay. In my driveway, it still comes in.
All right. Zeno had an emergency meeting. Happens. We'll get him on tomorrow. All right. When I hear emergency meeting with the boss, based on my history, you hope he still has a job the next day. Or, in fact, now. But he seems to be okay. All right. We'll be back. Put a bow on a Thursday morning sports chat on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7. The Game. You know, I mean, play the song, Cody. I mean, I know what the song is, but you know where I know where the song is from? I never knew this song.
Okay.
Wedding Crashers.
See, I know it from weddings. Casey and the Sunshine Band is like a classic wedding band.
This is the only song that I know from. It's the beginning scene of Wedding Crashers.
Right.
The beginning montage of Wedding Crashers.
When they're all kicking and doing
even that. My father laughed at the beginning scene of Wedding Crashers. Mazel tov!
It's funny.
Right, yes.
Dave, you'll be at the wedding. Can I pull you to be the solo person? Can you carry me around in a chair? Just you.
Are we doing that?
No, we're not.
Oh,
but
okay. Oh,
so you're the only Jewish person. You're the only Jewish person I know, Dave.
You want to hop on my shoulders?
Yeah, right. We'll do that. It just looks like fun, smashing like a glass. That's a Jewish thing, right?
It is a Jewish tradition.
Yeah,
yes.
That seems.
If you ask why, people will tell you a million different reasons.
You could ask me about a Catholic tradition, and I probably couldn't tell you why.
Well, I could tell you why, but it's all, you know.
Right.
Was it the temple crumbling or, you know.
But it just seems like fun. They smash you with a foot. Stomp on it. It just seems like fun.
Which the joke is that's the last decision he ever makes.
Oh, is that he gets to stomp on. That's funny.
And who knows why the chair thing is.
Right. I mean, they did it in The Grinch, and that's where it looks the most
the
fun. You know, remember when he was, put him in the chair of cheers! The chair, and then they carried him around.
That is a Jewish tradition, yeah. To Hava Nagila. Are we going to get a Hava Nagila?
I guess.
Did someone sample that somewhere along the way? I got to believe that's been sampled somewhere.
I'll have to talk to the DJ, and I'll have to get her to throw one song in there for you, Dave. I do need to make sure there's at least a handful of Yacht Rock songs on there.
No kidding.
So we can laugh, because that would just be
fun. Well, I mean, we set that, we, you know.
Little Captain and Tennille, maybe?
Right, right.
Love will keep us together.
Muskrat love. We did find out that Christopher Cross does not have a Saturday show.
Right. And he
has a Friday show and a Sunday show in Nashville.
Would you like to tell everyone the level of shame that you possess basis?
We asked for an interview, right?
Which is none.
We asked for an interview, right? No is an answer, too.
Right? That's fair.
So I asked for an interview, which doesn't seem to be too difficult, but we got shot down for that, right? Then I was offered tickets, but I can't go because, well, we got UL in Texas. So we'll be, got to cover that.
Right.
But I did say, Well, my producer's getting married. If he wants to come and sing Arthur's theme, we can make a viral video.
He basically asked Christopher Cross to crash the wedding reception.
I asked somebody from the hotel.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right.
You know, he's probably staying in a hotel. He's probably not going to Nashville.
You don't think he's
staying
at the Burge?
Probably.
Right. So that would
probably not flying out. He's probably not flying out until Saturday, right?
You would think he's going to sleep that night before leaving.
He can go to the LSU baseball game Saturday afternoon. That's a day game, right? That's not a night game. That's during the day. And then, just like I can, right? The game is at 2, so I need to be done at 2 at 5:15.
Right.
All right. If they can hold up the bottom half of the 8th inning, I can go do my stand up and leave on the field. That'll be great, but that game when
they might stop it for you, just ask. No is an answer too, right, Dave?
At 5:15, you know, that's when the clock strikes midnight and I got a bolt.
Yeah. So. And you'll get there. And when you get there, you'll see the crowd will be
right
around the little building that you need. Because there's a big building.
Sure.
We won't be in there. We'll be on the...
But you're telling me it's a half an hour. You always got to plan for traffic in Baton Rouge.
Right.
Rolling the dice at 5:30.
I found out, though, they're like Sherwood Forest and Old Hammond Highway.
Right.
Those two roads... basically, without the interstate, can get you there.
Okay.
So if you use your app and there's bad traffic and your app updates with traffic, it'll send you.
Do a little ways.
That's what I did. That's what I did yesterday, and it took me around the traffic. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you were doing that at rush hour.
Right.
On a weekday.
Right.
Well, hopefully there's not the same traffic on a weekend on the highway.
Hopefully, yes.
You know, we can only hope. So, all right. We will see if we get a Zeno tomorrow. We do have some good guests already tomorrow. Brody Miller will preview a little bit more LSU. Danny Davis, UT from will talk to us about Texas coming in. Nick White will preview the ULM basketball game. So we got a good show for you already. Thanks to the big guy, Gerald Grunig. Thanks to Danny Broussard from STM. Thanks to Paul Mineri for hopping on. And we'll see if we can track down Zeno tomorrow. Of course, coming up, we got the sport of politics, the rap game with RP3. The Jim Rome Show, followed by the Jordy Holtberg Show, featuring Jordy Holtberg. And then live from the Tap Room River Ranch, it is Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love. All right, little BLT. And then, of course, Astroline at 7 o'clock. All right, pitchers and catchers have reported. Oh, we didn't even go over Aaron Nola. I think the Phillies got a deal, 4 years, $45 million. I mean, could have easily been 4 years, $60 million, so... Good for both sides getting that done. All right. Thank you for tuning in. We'll have one more day before Cody gets married tomorrow. Everyone have a happy Valentine's Day. Keep it live and local all day long here on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.